Blog Talk Radio. love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone. Yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness. Love and happiness.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? Hope everybody out there having a good one today, man, and had a good one today, shall I say. welcome y'all to another week, another episode. We got anybody, man, out there with any upcoming events or announcements or anything y'all want to make, y'all come on and press the one button while we're waiting on Alicat. I know he got a race coming up, Labor Day. Wait on him to get in here. Now I'm going to call and get him in. But if anybody else got anything before then, may y'all press the one button and let us know what y'all got going on out there, man. This old heat wave kind of like it's trying to subside a little bit lately. So might be getting to the point where it ain't going to be as hot as it's been, hopefully. Start getting a little cooler during the daytime, man. Let's see, yeah. Ain't nobody got nothing. Let me see if I can get Alicat on here. He ain't pressed that one button yet. Let's see, yeah. Alright, well, I ain't got Alicat. Let's see. Cyro. What's up, Cyro?
Hey, what's up there? What'd you say, JP? What's up, Girls World? Now,
oh,
Alicat,
man.
Know what time it is. He know what time it is.
I know it, huh?
He do this
come
every
on, come
time,
on, get on his
man.
Head.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you. Look here. Can't see me. I know you on this song. I know you listen to this show. Pick up, man. So we can see what's going on, man. He do this every time, JP, and he ain't going to do nothing but call and cuss me out. I ain't tripping. But I'm telling you, every time, man. You know what I'm saying?
Every
we
time,
we got to promote
man.
The race for him. Yeah, we got to promote the race for him, man. It don't never fail. What's happening, JP?
Yeah.
Man?
I'm doing good, brother. I'm doing good. How about yourself, man? How about yourself, man?
Man, I can't call and can't complain. Feel good to be back at home trying to get a little change. I'm trying to tell you. Hell, we're with Texas.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm going to go on mute, JP.
Yes, sir.
And then I'm coming
let's
back.
See. Let me
hold back
got...
with a hit list.
Hold on. Laro. What's up, Laro?
What's the deal, JP? Why you going on so early, homeboy?
Why what?
I was just sorry why you going on me so early.
Well, you ain't answer my phone call early, so why talk to me now?
Fuck you. I don't want you no explanation. I answer what I want to. This is my phone. Man, how they work out for you, sir?
I better be cool for you get drawn on.
That's all right. You make sure you got enough paper.
All right on. What's up with it, little man?
I'm trying to see.
You trying to see that cat be doing? He do that shit every time, man.
What cat do?
What he always do when it comes
and
to
why
him,
he
man?
Got the name Alicat? Yeah, hey, you know the definition of what a Alicat is. Yeah, they want to
I don't know, man. I tried to call him, man. He ain't answering.
What?
I don't know what's going on.
Know
yes, sir.
Don't call him no more. He'll call you.
Yeah, don't call him no more.
Yeah, man. Don't call him no more, huh? Well,
no
more. Let me get my alley. Let me get my Alicat on there, man. September 4th, man, HMP, Labor Day weekend, man. They got the Let's Get It On break at HMP, man. As far as we know, man, it's just an all-steel, all-glass shootout going on with an 8-car shootout. in a four-car shootout and plenty of grudge racing. That's going to be at HMP. That's Sunday, Labor Day weekend. Get Alicat on here. He'll probably give us the details of the grudge races and whatever else he got going, but that's what's up. That's what it is. Other than that, shit, I don't know what else we got coming up, man, what other events we got coming up. I think they got something coming up in Louisiana this weekend. I think Mo G's and them having the race. It's gonna be a pretty busy September. I think after Alicat is Big Jake. And then I think at the end of the September, somewhere around there, we got a Hood to Hood picnic. East of them. Man, September gonna be a little busy. Other than that, man, I don't know, man. I don't know what it is. Let me see here.
Well, Dre got on yet? JB?
I don't know. Let me see. I don't see him on here. Let's see. You called his name. He usually pop up if he was. No, he ain't on here yet. What's been going on in the news, man? What's been going on in the racing news, man? What's been jumping out there in the streets, Laro? I know you got some. Give me some news I can use, man.
Ain't no shit. We trying to see. I got to, since Jesse Jane and them ain't going up to Darling tonight, I got to see who don't like JJ over that Maverick. I got to get me some bets back on now.
Get some
Brandon
bets back on.
Brandon on here yet? JB? Brandon ain't got on yet.
Joel, press the one button. I guess he must want some of that. Hold on.
Nah, Joe don't want nothing.
Joe, there you go.
What you want, Joe?
Shit, Jake made a post earlier. There's a couple of motherfuckers on there who like that Maverick.
You say what?
I said Jake made the post earlier about Jesse James and Russell Stone race locked in. There's a lot of motherfuckers on there talking about they like the Maverick.
A lot of them like their Maverick, huh?
Yeah, I was looking at it a while ago. I seen a couple $500 bets, $200 bets, $5 bets. See if I can find it again.
Yeah, man. So did they cancel that race up there? That did over there on the east side? Or still a go? Alero?
What did that JB?
This damn dumb. 972-9749. Your mic open. Who we got?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Me and Alan. Nah, they canceled the race.
Well, they did cancel the race, Alan?
Alan, don't worry about it. I get them all. I'm gonna get a few ducks on here in a minute. Don't worry about it. I'm gonna get that money back. Y'all ready over there, Alan?
Hell yeah. Yes, sir. Shit. We're loaded up, ready to go.
And ain't going nowhere but get back in y'all bed.
Nah, now I got unloaded shit again.
Yes, sir. Well,
it is a long ass ride, though.
yeah, yeah. That damn Nora. See Joe with all that background. Joe, go on mute.
I ain't doing shit. I ain't doing shit. I got no background over here.
That's probably me. I'm going on mute.
Nah, it was all before you got on, Alan. Somebody had like TV playing in the background.
Nah, I'm sitting here chilling. I ain't got nothing on.
Yes, sir. So what's the next stop for y'all, Alan? What's next? Big Jake?
Yeah, Jake. Big Jake.
Okay.
Might be going to, we're going to go try to take a little other little car to hop scene with Corn and them race.
That's right. When's Corn and race here? I forgot about them.
Next week.
Next week,
and they ain't on your got dog on. Quan, where you at, Quan?
Come on, mute, Quan.
Damn, Quan ain't on here. Quan ain't on here advertising this damn race. Probably on goddamn King B line. Probably on King B line. Let's see, man.
Who got a bad report?
I don't think they got no bad reports. You got one? You going to give us a bad report for the week?
Yeah, I can. My bear.
Come on. With you. Come on. Come on,
my
give us
bear
a bad report.
My bear's going to be END for getting that win. My cub, Joseph Wells, the dude that D&D ran. Who else? That's it. I don't got nothing else. hold on. Best race to me, it was D&D and Joseph Wells. Or whatever, Joseph West, or whatever his name is. Yeah, Joseph West.
Yeah, it's classified. Classified.
I think it's, Joseph West, or I think it's
Empire. Yeah, I think Joseph West. Let me see if I get, Quan on here.
That's it.
Yasser. Damn, boy, I sure was looking forward to this race going down this weekend, man. King B, come on in here, King.
How are
you? What's up about it, King?
Yeah. I said, Corn said, give me about 20 minutes. Here, come on, man.
Oh, all right. What you got going on, King?
Shit, just pulled up
in
the motherfucking yard, tired in the bed.
Oh, hell. You just getting off that clock.
Yes, sir. I drove all the way around Texas, baby. It's over with.
Yes, sir. Nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with that. So what's going on in the news, B? Give me some news I can use. What's going on out here in the racing world, man? What's some...
Come out.
Huh?
I said, I'll come out.
My corn ain't on here, so I can't be messy yet.
No, you gotta give it. You know, folks be on CP side.
I know it, man. Oh, there goes Dre. Narrow, you were looking for somebody. There goes Dre. Somebody was looking for you, Dre.
Who there with that background noise already?
Man, Alan, go on mute,
Alan. Probably with all the goddamn noise.
And all that ain't me.
Yeah,
you
Yeah, who wants some and can't get none?
Drake.
Yeah.
Drake, I seen y'all that fucking with them donkeys. Them hips showing a little bit. You gotta put that motherfucker up so you get a little more food.
You're a lying bitch. Ain't nothing showing on them motherfuckers. Muscle.
Bring your motherfucker over there and let that donkey hit him.
Nah, I'm good, baby boy. Them old naggish motherfuckers you got, they can't even get within 20 feet of the motherfuckers I got.
Yeah, they in the hood, so they good. Them like project hoes, but they in the hood.
Mine ain't in no hood, homie.
Hey, look, since we got Dre on here, since we had a little old topic on the back line, I got a question, like, would you prefer to get your man one-on-one or get a shootout and get your man, be in a shootout and get your man in, get the has money on top?
Say, man, listen.
Wait, Drake. Please repeat whatever you said again, because you still stuttered over that shit.
Oh,
I don't understand.
I was on the speaker, man. Me and Dre were having a little old conversation when we was on the back line. All right, he say he would rather just one shot, one kill, get his man, two cars go down now. Do you see anything wrong with getting in a 4-car, 8-car, 6-car shootout and still get your man and get in the shootout and you can still grudge race, or do you just prefer to get one shot, one kill? Or do you see anything wrong with a shootout?
I'd rather get my man plus get the shootout. It's extra money for me.
I don't think neither one of the situations is wrong. I don't think neither one of the situations is bad. But you got some people just like shooting dice. You got some people don't want to save the ball. You got some people who they three the hard way. They want a straight. They want a straight mate. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, with racing and the way that you know, the events and shit like that have changed, it seemed a little more anticipated for fans, and it seemed like it's a little more enjoyable for the races. You see what I'm saying? Because compared to what we were doing 8, 9, 10 years ago, you see what I'm saying? We was going out there like, man, a lot of times the event will be a test and tune event until the grudge races actually get off. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it wrong. We did used to have a lot more grudge races than we do now. But at the same time, I think the enjoyment of still making it to the finals. You know what I'm saying? If not taking the whole bag home. You know what I'm saying? And then at the same time, if you don't take the bag home, you know, like right now, just say like me and Allen lost the grudge race first round. You see what I'm saying? Allen win, I win, one of us to win some money, period, point blank. You see what I'm saying? We might not have made it to the final, but shit, at least we got us some action on, we still have some fun. You see what I'm saying? You can use it as a shakedown. You know, you can use it as all type of defense mechanism. You know, it can be offense or defense. You see what I'm saying? So, for me, you know, I don't see nothing wrong with the shootout. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still, you know, I'm still grudge racing to the heart. You know what I'm saying? It may be a shootout that I don't like. And I'd be like, fuck that shootout. I'm just going over here to grudge. I don't give a damn. If I don't do nothing but make one shakedown and do one pass with me and my man, and I had me and Wayne Dane do that night. You see what I'm saying? I had a whole blast. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? It just, you know, and some people now, you know, the cost of shit and the way it is to get parts, and if you break some shit, I mean, a shootout is more fun. You see what I'm saying? Because at least you get to get in there and race some people and have fun regardless if you won or lost. You know what I'm saying? And that, I mean, that's that. That's just my point of view. I'm going with it.
So, with all that you said, King, do you think that maybe the big money shootout is what's kind of drawing some of the people to the shootouts versus the grudge race? Then, like, you know, I guess the people that like to race for a lot of money, I'll just say, like, just say you like the grudge for $2,000, right? So,
right.
Do you think, like, with everybody, just say you got a full car and everybody putting $2,000 in there, you think that's what's kind of drawing people more, the fact that, hey, I can make two passes and win $8,000 versus racing this one man and just making $2,000?
See, that's like what I said when I asked the question. It's still a catch-22 deal. You see what I'm saying? Because you can pay $2,000,
yeah,
and you may not be nothing but fucking car count. So you pay $2,000 to make a pass? You see what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying like a full car. I'm saying a full car. Just saying that full car. You might have two people in there that you really want.
Oh,
you got two people
in there. You really want to that 4-car, 8-car, 6-car bullshit, that's class racing, man. I'm from the old school where you go grab a motherfucker, then you and that motherfucker go down, and that's in the one shot, one kill. I prefer the shit by, okay, y'all can win this money, this much money. Fuck all that. Just bet that much.
It's on the class race whenever the money get broke down and one man don't win the whole pot. And goddamn, when you start putting rules on it, where motherfuckers got to sit the same. If it ain't no rules, where motherfuckers got to sit the same, and the money don't get broke down, it ain't no goddamn class race. It's a fucking shootout.
Yeah.
Hey, JP, I feel like King though.
Oh,
that shootout.
As a fan,
you know, that shootout is gonna bring the promoter
way
more
people,
action.
Way more people. Hell yeah.
Because you're gonna get more. You're gonna get grudge races during the shootout. You know, I wait all day on the shootout. Us as grudge race fans, we going to sit around and wait on it. But the normal fan, they going to wonder why ain't nothing going down the track and we just waiting on this one race all night.
Right, because y'all got to realize.
So, Brandon, which one you prefer, Brandon? If you,
I prefer.
Which one you prefer?
I've done them both ways. I've done shootouts in the grudge racing in the shootouts, and I've done two-car shootouts. But the way racing is going right now, they want to grab their man first round, grab that action at that money, and then get action at that money on top, you know, after that. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Troy, you might go.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't going to lie to you. Like I said, man, I'm grudge racing to the heart, man. But, shit, man. I mean, shit, the way money is and the way shit is right now, I'm getting a motherfucking shootout. Shit, I'm gonna have me some fun. Shit, I might not want to get no $2,000 shootout, but if it's a fucking $100, $200, and shit like that shootout, I ain't got no problem with, you know, maybe $500. I ain't got no problem with a couple $100 shootout. You know what I'm saying? Definitely if it's more of a, like an 8-car, 10, 16, 12, or something like that. Shit, I ain't losing shit with a couple $100 because I come to the track to fuck the money off anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Why the hell not? You see what I'm saying? And then if I get somebody who I feel like they sweet, say, man, you want to do something for $500,000? Hell
right.
Yeah, shit,
I'm
allowed to get my shootout.
Exactly. I feel the same way. I mean, if I'm going to get in a shootout, whoever I get paired, I'm definitely going to try to call somebody out first round. That way I can go ahead and get my money back plus some. And then every round I go after that, if I go, I'm trying, whoever I link up with, pearl with, you best believe I'm gonna go ask some motherfuckers if they want to do something on the side. Cause that's just more money on top of it. Why not do that?
Saying, and then these days most of these cats ain't trained to go anyway, so you gonna have to catch them in the shootout.
Right. You gotta force their hand. And 9 times out of 10, most of the motherfuckers who ain't trying to get no shootout or who don't want to get in the shootout, but they trying to do one shot, one kill, they motherfucking calls ain't consistent. All they got is one shot, one kill. The motherfuckers can't go rounds.
That's the grudge.
I done seen that shit happen plenty of times. Motherfucker get lucky one race and load that record motherfucker up and leave. Opposed to doing that shit back to back to back. Because they can't do it.
Or they
got one tune up, you know what I'm saying? They can't afford to go around because the weather changed or the track condition changed. Now they fucked. So they wait till everything get perfect for them. Now they can go down the track opposed to running, you know, 2, 3, 4 rounds and they can't get there. So that's the reason why I wait all goddamn day for the shit to get perfect for them and then try to monopolize the money and go from there.
JP, I ain't even gonna lie to you. Years and years ago, you know all this backline stuff, you know, be going. Years and years ago, I'm the first one that said something about that 4-car shootout. But it was I let a promoter take it, you know what I'm saying, take it and use it. So look what's happening right now today. The 4-car shootout is the best thing going on because, you know, just like he was saying about the way money is, it's easier to put up whatever that is for that $1,000 or whatever for that 4-car shootout and win $4,000 as opposed to put up that $1,000 and, you know, go home with zero type thing. You know what I'm saying? So that's the best thing going on right now.
I even put a different spin on it. Larry and JP and everybody else who in this motherfucker like the gamble. We all like better odds on our money opposed to betting heads up. You know what I'm saying? I bet $1,000, win $1,000. We all like odds on our money. So who don't want to put up $100 and win $1,000? I put up $1,000, win $10,000. Opposed to gambling $10,000 to win or lose $10,000. You know what I'm saying? Everybody like odds on their money, especially if it's in their favor. So a shootout in our reality is a better option for the racer and the fans and the track. To be honest with you. But if you want a grudge race, you know what I'm saying? If you just want to just strictly grudge race, okay, that's cool too. I mean, I like grudge races my goddamn self. But for the odds to be in your favor, it's better to do a shootout.
Mm-hmm. Why do you feel that little hill is so hot?
I mean, it's fucking common sense. The first year little hills, bro. My first round, I hit $2,500. My second round, I hit $800. My third round, I hit $500. Plus, we split like $7,600 between the last 4 cars. Fifth round, I red lit. What am I still racing for? I'm gonna go up here and drop this red button thing and load this motherfucker up. I'm not racing no goddamn belt. So I mean, fuck that belt. Y'all gonna split?
The money is the motive.
Goddamn right. Yeah. Y'all can have that bill.
Y'all keep fighting for the bill.
Right, because for one, now you running for free unless the motherfuckers who done split want to try to gamble, but now you running for free, and then if you win it, now you got a goddamn target on your back. So what am I running for this bill for? Fuck that bill.
Got a point there. Yeah,
I think if you go to a normal grudge race,
I was just saying from a promoter standpoint, definitely them shootouts, you know, bring a lot more anticipation and action on just a regular night. You know, when we at the track, we just sitting there waiting. You know, people that like grudge racing here, like Brandon say, we'll sit there all night to the track about to close waiting on that fucking one grudge race that's supposed to get off.
Right.
Hey, JP, when you go to Trick or Treat, how many goddamn shootouts do you see?
I'm going to answer that for you, Dre. Now the last 3 years, Trick Treat ain't been what it was. So you answer your own question.
But how many facts do you see over there?
How many tests do you see over there?
You don't have no shootouts, right? It's
a shootout every motherfucking year at that bitch on Sunday. It's always a shootout at that motherfucker.
Just like a no gloves, no glory is a shootout every year on Sunday.
Yeah.
So that's a dumbass question. Next.
If you take the one from 1299, you might out of a grudge race. If you take a shootout out of grudge racing these days, I'm gonna just have a straight grudge race.
Yeah,
you're not gonna get the action.
I'm all
not a straight grudge race. Not in our area.
Not nowhere. Not it ain't gotta do no area. If you do a straight grudge race. You know what I'm saying? Well, Florida is a different animal for one, but they still
right,
got a shootout.
It promotes it.
Yeah, and then for two, it's a one time event a year. You know what I'm saying? So it got a whole lot of anticipation. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like an All Star game.
I ain't gonna lie, trick or treat. They get on the third, and they get a lot of fucking girls right. They get a lot.
Hey, watch this. I got some. So. All right, check this out. This me analyzing.
My mic open.
So everybody, like, for one, the thing about what we fail to realize, Texas is different from the other states because, for one, all of us is compact in, and 9 times out of 10, we all go see the same people over and over and over and over. So, I mean, I'm going to be honest. At some point, we go burn ourselves out, grudge racing each other, because eventually we all go grudge everybody. But all them states on the East Coast, damn near 5 of them states is like the size of Texas. So,
you're going to get way more smaller.
You go get way more grudge racing, because guess what? Them same people don't see each other week in and week out like we do down here. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when everybody be like, oh, well, trick or treat or Florida, yeah, because, shit, you got damn near 8 or 9 states all together versus when we do something, you're going to have, even if we go outside our metroplex, Dallas and Houston, it's going to be the same. I mean, well, you can add Central Texas in now. Dallas, Austin, Houston, the same people, the same, other than new car pop-up, it's going to be that same full circle. So that's why, like, coming our way, it seems like shootouts is more popular because, I mean, I can only call somebody out so many times, and then it's just like, okay. I mean, like Tony don't get me wrong, it's a bad-ass race, people talking shit, but let's just be honest, at this point, how many of us really looking at it like, oh, hell yeah, it's going to be a good-ass race, we don't know who go win, you know? And I ain't taking nothing against, you know, whoever lose, but that's just like when Tony was racing Tom Gunner at that one point. The first couple of times,
yeah. He got hit four times.
But then, like that third, fourth, fifth time, when Tom kept winning, it's like, all right, man, well, shit, we already know, woo, woo, woo. Or, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's a difference when we in some stuff, we try to compare to the other side because our geographical area ain't set up the same. Like, we racing the same people regardless. If we go to Houston, we go race the same people. New people upgrade and stuff, so they keep it fun. But it's going to be hard for us to just grudge race like that. You know what I'm saying? And then you got to think of it, too. I know people talk about the shootout. But, I mean, and it was way before my era because I just get to see highlights. But, hell, the King of the Hill, shit, that was a hell of a shootout or tournament or whatever the hell they had
King
going
of
on
Hill
that weekend.
And the Outlaw 10-5, both of them classes.
I mean, there was some hell of some classes, you know. But, I mean, like I say, I think with us, I mean, and this goes sound crazy, but I think with us, we race so goddamn much that we almost got that. It's hard for us to just, you know, that really pop out grudge racing unless somebody build new cars. And then when they build, while the car new, it's cool. But once the newness off the car, it's kind of like, all right, well, so-and-so go race so-and-so again. I mean, even if the shit talking keep it, you know, a little good. But even with that, you can't do that because everybody don't talk shit the same. So that's where when that shootout come in, it's like, well, you got these folks. If, you know, you anticipate this person probably go take this person out or vice versa, and they kind of put a little twist on to it. But, you know, I think that's just the what we're dealing with in our area. You know what I'm saying?
But I disagree. It's not in our area. It's all over the place. It's everywhere.
What?
I mean,
everywhere.
Who's going to shoot out like this?
Every Sunday
they have a shoot. They're having a four car shootout every Sunday at these places.
Yeah. On Thursday or Tuesday. Well,
right. But they in the same area though, ain't they?
Yeah, for
the thing is, just keeping them shootouts is just keeping racing alive. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that because everybody don't want to bet the same amount of money. Like, you know, some people might only want to feel comfortable betting a couple hundred dollars, where some people want to bet thousands. So, I mean, as a person that, you know, don't really bet a lower sum of money, hell yeah, shootout going to be good because I'm still getting the race and I can win, you know, a lot putting in the little.
Well, that's why I say every gambler like odds on their money.
Right. But I mean, as far as grudge racing, it's just like, I mean, I ain't gonna say it wasn't no trickery, but it was almost a little bit more even back in the day. Like now, man, I mean, niggas can sit there and say I got a street car and drive some bitch to the grocery store and still whoop all out, you know, race car. So it's hard to do grudge. I mean, really, I'm going to be honest. It's hard to do, for some people, a fair grudge race because, like, just say what's fair to you ain't fair to somebody else, you know. Or somebody go try to bully somebody. Like, I mean, they're just like, you know, like we had that whole talk that last time about the turbos and the nitrous. You know,
I don't think you can put the word fair and grudge in the same sentence.
See, how come you can't?
Every grudge race ain't looking for a fair race. They're looking to win.
Right. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Some people just want to go at a nigga. I mean, go at a person head just because they want them.
Yeah.
But you ain't
for a fair race.
But
they
you ain't got
one
that no more. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. But you ain't got that no more.
I tell you one more thing that kills that deters. I say that deters a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it don't really matter about the race, but that deters a lot of people from grudge racing. It's all of the same shit that makes people, some people like it. It's all the shit that leads up to it. All the arguing and fussing and all that shit. That deters a lot of people from it because they feel like it's unnecessary. You know what I'm saying? Because you see it here all the time. I don't want to go to that event. It's just gonna be a bunch of arguing, fussing, and cussing and shit.
Well, so
but then you,
like
but then you got to hold
always,
on. But then,
that always
but then,
if they scared of North talk, they ain't no real. I didn't say that.
I'm just saying. Prime example. Let's say somebody like Nuke and Brandon, you know what I'm saying? Everybody
right.
Know Nuke and Brandon gonna talk big shit, you know, that's what they do.
Right.
And we all know ain't shit finna pop off. But they
right.
At each other talking shit just to pump each other up with us, right? Now let's say Nuke gonna run somebody like Ja'Cory Nelson. You don't never hear Ja'Cory Nelson talking shit in person. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So if he ain't just shit talking tight, but he like to grudge race for money, and he don't want to do all that arguing, he just not gonna try to race you because he don't want to do all that arguing. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got nothing to do with being scared or whatever. It's just certain people don't. It's just certain people don't care to do that part of the sport. I guess you could say.
Well,
it deters some people.
I slightly disagree, and I mean, I'm gonna use a race we had on rims, for example, when Maine had Green Giant and we raced Dum Dum with the red imp, J.D. Campbell was the driver. Of course, you know how Nuke do. Nuke go talk shit to everybody, the driver, and everybody. So at some point, I think if a person really run a grudge race, right, they'll have a person to do all that talking damn near for them to a certain extent. So that shouldn't keep them from grudge racing you.
But that's only if
I can see that statement as sometimes that can keep the sport of grudge racing from growing, because you know you got potential people that would probably want a grudge race, but then they like, I don't want to deal with all that talking.
But that's saying the same thing. That's saying the same thing because technically, if it's deterring people from not wanting to do that type of racing because they don't want to do the argument, that's keeping it from growing, right or wrong.
But it's keeping it from growing. But at the same time, that person ain't no specific grudge racer if they don't want to deal with that, because everybody know what grudge racing come with. I'm talking about that might keep a little kid from, you know, oh, I want to do that. I might go bracket racing instead. But, I mean, it's like with grudge racing, you know what? It comes with no limits. You know it comes with, like, it's crazy. It's kind of like an oxymoron, because it comes with fairness. It comes with truth. But at the same time, it comes with no hold bars. And I'm reading, I say that before everybody attack me. The grudge racing, the only one that I know that now they used to, you got to be careful, people starting to lose that. But for somebody to call somebody an MF and do all this to be on time, as far as if y'all say locking in at 10:30, that person through the gate at 10:30, and if not, you owe them money, and vice versa and all that. Now, it used to have the integrity on that part of it, which I highly respected it as. Even though, yeah, we cuss and cut up and do all that, we still shake hands and say, okay, boom, this is what we agree on. Now, in the later years, we done kind of got away from that for, you know, just, I guess, letting people make it or I don't know. But I used to really,
You want me to say, I'm going to tell you the truth. Motherfuckers ain't never make a motherfucker time. Motherfuckers ain't trying to really grill the race, man. So you trying to really grill the race, you gonna stick to the guy. You gonna stick to the chair. If I tell you strapped up ready to go at 10:30, you ain't here. You pull up in the lane at 10:33, you gonna fuck our money, pay me my money, and then we can talk about locking in another race.
Goddamn right. All that about the motherfucker.
Integrity. I have you say that shit. Ain't no motherfucking none of that.
I agree, but that's what I'm saying. At the same time, I respect it. Like, you talk crazy, do all that stuff, but it's, we was held accountable. Like, as a grudge racer, you held accountable to do what you supposed to do when it comes to the punk out or, like you say, the time or all that stuff. But when I'm saying letting people make it is, like, I mean, I ain't going to say threaten nobody or nothing, but back in the day, it was no, I ain't paying you no punk out, or, it wasn't all that old shit, you know, or something else came with it. It was more of a respect thing. But so that's why, like you say, some of these people ain't written no good races. They just faking, so they come in and locking in races just because it sounds good, but then when it's time to pay punk out, they don't know what the hell to do or vice versa, and
I'm trying to squirm out of it. First of all, a motherfucker got to understand the whole concept of locking in. You know what I'm saying? Right. If me and you each lock in the race, we say we're going to race 5 on 25, you know what I'm saying, at 10:30, I show up at 10:32, you know what I'm saying, or 10:31 and a half, and you want your fuck out money. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to give it to
right.
you. Now you got to have a discussion between me and you. We're going to argue over some money. First of all, we did that wrong off the top of the damn way.
You should have had a DP, man.
Right.
You ain't got no business holding the money any damn way. So all these people be talking
right.
about we got locked in races and y'all ain't got no DP, man. Oh, I trust him. Him, man, his word. I know, I've been knowing him since 1965. I don't give a damn if I've been knowing you since 1946. We gonna get a DP, man. You dig what I'm
right.
saying? And it ain't nothing personal. It's business. You know what I'm saying? Business
right.
is business. You can't never change. You can't never change business. You can't change business at Walmart. You can't change business at the Gucci store. You can't change business at motherfucking Winco or Family Dollar. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But in at the same token, do you take a man money for 1 minute or 2 minutes?
Hell yeah.
If you really want to go
we,
across his ass, though.
Do we really want to race? If I'm going to take you over at 10:31, I really want your ass. That one, I ain't going to let that 1 minute, that 2 minutes do me no big. I want your ass.
I ain't gonna lie to you. It depends on the anticipation of the race. If I already feel like you've been on some bullshit, man, y'all give me my motherfucking money and then lock the fuck back in. You know what I'm saying? Because then my object is to fuck over you. Yeah. Fuck what you talking about. Give me my money. I don't like you no damn way. You know what I'm saying? You've been trying to handle me like a hoe. You doing all, you know what I'm saying? If it was just to that point. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So in that case, it's going to be case by case. So like you say, if it's a highly anticipated race, see, you let them make it and take that, you know, like you don't get that race.
But if somebody you don't like,
they need to go and get it out there.
Yeah, if it's highly anticipated, you know what I'm saying? I know the fans waiting on us and this down the third. And then my motherfucker got money, man. And then we can re-lock back in. I'm not telling you I don't want to race. I'm just telling you need to give me my motherfucker fuck out money. Straight up. You need to give me my money.
So, okay, so right. So I want to ask a question. So you said that understanding where the lock-in is. If a person don't utilize a DP man, then in your eyes, that's not a true lock-in. That's just a set
it's
race.
It's an agreement.
Right.
Y'all agreed to race. You don't have a lock-in. You don't have no lock-in. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I tell you, hey, Ethan, you and you locked in 5 on 25, 10:30, be in the lane, strapped up, ready to go. Your monster truck versus my monster truck. Shit.
Right.
And we both gotta have our fuck out money and brand new hands when we come to the
game. Right. And I think what you're saying now, it makes sense because if I seen, let's say me and Joe finna race, and we say lock in, but for whatever reason, something happens, it ain't no lock-in because ain't nobody got no money. It's just a somebody talking shit. But if I done send my money to you, King B, my 500, and Joe done send his money to 500, shit, there it is.
Yeah.
You go hold that money till that time that y'all agreed to, and you just go turn right around and pass that money over to somebody. So that's why it would be considered a lock-in. And that's basically how you saying it, right?
Yeah.
Because a person got that money, so it's locked. So that's locked in. Other than that, ain't no point in you talking about lock-ins. You just say we go race or some shit or whatever that might be.
Yeah, that means you came up with an agreement. That's all the fuck y'all do.
Right.
And people break agreements every day, all day, under the sun.
Right. So why is it like, okay, well, I mean, but that's going to be case by case, so it's kind of pointless. I'm going to say why it's like some people don't say.
Didn't you and your old lady agree y'all won't argue no more? And the next day y'all ain't arguing again?
Right.
She, all right then. Same thing about that money.
Right.
She
And you know, and the money ain't nothing but the devil. So a motherfucker do anything by not giving no money. So I ain't trying to
do it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Not me.
Right.
The other people can take it however y'all want to take it. You dig what I'm saying? But lock in with me, we gonna have a DP man. The whole purpose of a DP man is a dependable person. He needs to make all the calls. Once I walk in that gate and give the DP man my money, I don't even want to talk to you no more.
Right.
I don't want to talk to you no more. Holler at me when it's time to get in the goddamn bean. You don't need to talk. You still need to talk. Straight up.
Right. Hey,
y'all missing the whole fact of the word grudge racing. That means I have a grudge with you. And if I put my money up, why do I need to talk to you? I give it to the DP man and we're gonna get it on. That's it. It's too much friendly shit. It's too many agreements and not enough grudge racing. My brother's racing, but they're not grudge racing. I'm gonna go back on this.
How long you been holding that in?
There it is.
I mean,
where's Brandon? Excuse me. Where's Brandon?
Yes, sir, Mr.
I was doing a little exercising, right, and I was on mute, so I didn't want to do no heavy breathing. I'm just finished. So I want to know when did you get to be such a nice guy about these grudge lock-ins? You'd have been in several races, I'm sure, and you know how this stuff go already. Are you just fronting for that radio show or what? What's going on?
What front? What did I say, sir?
He trying to tell you something, bro. Hold on.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I'll get to you in a minute. Because you know what? Daddy was the first to do it. Let me tell you.
I might be giving you the political help.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me get the Dallas guys. Dallas was the first to do it. They were the first to hold up the Texas Grudge Show for hours talking to themselves. But now, let's get back to the business. You wrote that down, Lisa? Brandon, let's get to you. Now, you saying, well, man, King, you know somebody come in at 10:32 and you're going to take the money, this and that and other. Okay, listen to me do it. If you didn't have intention on taking the money, if they were going to be there at that time, why even lock in with a DP man? Why even do that?
I ain't never did that. I swear to God.
Okay, I ain't never had a man.
If I say 10:30, I ain't never had a man to 10:30. I give it to 10:45.
Somebody on Bluetooth. Y'all mute y'all mic. I'm gonna give you 15 minutes
or whatever. You know what I'm saying? After that, you know what I'm saying? If I see you have no intention of racing, I want my puck out.
Okay.
I want your ass more than I want your puck out money.
Talking to JP.
Yeah, but I ain't never did that, bro. Because, see, I feel like I'm like Dre. You know what I'm saying? Dre might want to fuck, but as far as he's saying he was an old school racer, I'm an old school type of cat. I don't want to take your money. I don't want you to just give me your punk ass unless you break or, you know what I'm saying, something like that. I done waited all day on your punk ass, something like that. But look, 5-10 minutes. You know, that nigga 5-10, we have the track, 5-10 minutes going to fly by. That ain't number one pass from the car in front of us. You know
okay,
what I'm saying?
Nah,
nigga going to suit up and grab that steering wheel.
Okay, now let me give you another scenario, right? And that's cool, that's fine and dandy, but, you know, time come with change, right? Or change come with time, excuse me, change come with time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We all old school. I started out with an Oldsmobile back in the gap. I don't have an Oldsmobile nowhere around my racing program. I'd be a damn fool to go out there racing somebody with an Oldsmobile. So you got to adapt to the new changes. This is how they're racing nowadays, okay? Now, if I took my, I ain't going to say my time, if I made sure I was in that line for 10:30, we had to be there at 10:30, and you're not in that line, and I pushed and shoved and catch my car and done this and done it, you didn't hold up to our agreement, I want my money. I'm not scared to rest, but I'm just going to show you. This is the integrity of the game.
One minute,
K-Dog.
Can't
man,
I
shit, I'm saying, hey, 1 minute.
Shit,
that, that's
man,
your
that's
ass.
That's can't be what Mitch Troy did even there.
Shit, he was my whole thing is B. Hold on, yeah. Kato. B. If you go have a lock in at 10 o'clock or 9:57, right? If you gonna put a time on it, what's the point of putting a time on it if you ain't gonna stick to the time?
There you go.
You right about that. So let me tell you something.
It ain't no. We got to be in the lanes around 10:15. Nah, ain't no around shit. Be in the lanes at 10:15. At 10:15,
you
are. That's your ass.
You got two different word languages. You see what I'm saying? Strap up, ready to go.
Yeah,
ready. Yeah, that's two different lingos. That's two different fucking lingos. Like when me and K-Dawg and Troy went to the race, man, I think we were supposed to race at like 10, 11 o'clock or whatever. It was 10 or 11, but whatever it was, when it was 02, I texted Adam Cat because Adam Cat was a DP man. Pay the people they talking about money. I can't make it. 2 minutes, man. It was two fucking minutes. Dead ass.
And was Troy was in them lanes strapped up. And Troy car was hurting.
Really?
He broke too. But that's part of the program. King had messed his car up too. So, I mean, you know, they both, whoever got in the lanes would have got the money. It wasn't about, you know, just getting your money. But, hey, man, that's what it is. You made an agreement. Shit, you got to fulfill your agreement.
Right.
It's
more so like Ethan was talking about the integrity. Well, it goes the same way. If you make an agreement to do something at a certain time, I'm gonna hold you to that. If you can't be a man of your word and stick to what you agree to, the cost is the money. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Ain't no fucking grace period or 30 seconds, 1 minute, 15 minutes. Fuck that. We said 10:30, 8:30, 3 o'clock. What the fuck time we said? And once that bitch hit 3:01, shit, you gotta pay. If you ain't, I'm standing at the back of the line. You
we
ain't
learned
lane,
that in grade school. We learned that in grade school when the bell rung. When the bell rung, you had to get that tartar pad. Give a damn what? Hey, the hall monitor's going, hey, man, go get your tartar pad. Man, the bell just rung. Go get your tartar pad. You learned that.
I'll give you an even better scenario, Brandon. If you at work, if you supposed to get off at 5 o'clock and your boss tell you, nah, you get off around 5 o'clock, who going to be pissed off? You or the boss? Because who getting fucked at that point?
No, around the old school, he's not going to be mad. Yes, sir, boss, I'll be 6:35. I got no problem with that.
Yeah,
he can tell you. You supposed to get out at 5 o'clock, and he keeps you at a 5:15. You like, well, goddamn. I supposed to be gone 15 minutes ago. I ain't getting paid for 15 minutes.
So in other words, man, don't get on this show, Brandon. Don't get on this show and try to be politically correct when you know down where you do the same thing. That's all I'm saying.
I haven't, bro. I ain't never.
You hadn't been pushing that point yet, sir.
That's all that is. You hadn't been pushing that point.
In my opinion, I don't know how you raised it, but I don't think you have been pushed to that point.
And the first thing a motherfucker want to say whenever they late is, man, you just trying to get easy money. Or you ain't really trying to race. Nah, you can easily pay me the money, and we can relock in. Or you can just not pay me the money, and we can just eye the money on this race. Since you think I don't want to race, it's real simple.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. Really? Come on, man. I just want to race. I just want to race. Well, you should have had your ass up here.
But if we grudge racing being gentlemen, yeah, man, get you some few minutes. We might well show each other time slip. Hey, man, this is what I go. Now, if you let me leave a little bit, and we probably get that at the same time to do a good power race. Come on, man. Come on, Brandon. We know you're a good guy, man. But let's go. You know, when it comes down to that money and these cars, you know what it is. We're going for each other, juggling.
Yeah. I want to turn 10.
In my opinion,
like I said, if we got a time, if it's 10 o'clock, and I actually see you coming, and it's 10:31 or 10:01 or something, you coming, like I said, it's a highly anticipated race, I'm not tripping. But boy, if you at your motherfucker, if you at your trailer, and motherfucking 10:01, man, you get out your ass, boy. You give it up. It's over with. It's dead ass over with. For God, it's over with. Give me my money. And then like John said, we talk about it. You want all the money, you want race, you want to pay my fuck out, we're going to relock. Whatever you want to do. Straight up.
Yeah, bro, don't get quiet, sir. I wasn't trying to knock you, you know.
I got a little background noise. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I had for you. I heard that part while I was exercising.
the biggest my biggest thing is a motherfucker always try to be like, well, if it's only a minute or two, then you're gonna let them make it. I don't understand what's the point of putting time on if you don't let them make it.
But like Kenny said, if you see them coming around the bend, you go ahead, come on, y'all, come on. You know, but if they ain't got no attention come around, then they still at the trailer. It's 1 minute, 2 minutes out. They still at the trailer. Let me get my money.
It's over.
Yeah, it's bullshit. I done traveled here. I done got my car ready. I done pissed nights and all this shit. Slept sleepless nights on the road by this rate. And they playing? No, they got to pay me. They got to pay me for my time and effort. I get that shit.
That man said sleepless nights. Man. He going. He dropping. There's a motherfucker.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Lawyer. Go ahead, Bob.
So, say if you're 1 minute or 2 minute late, right? You're one minute or 2 minute late, right?
Yeah.
And you got, just say, Vince, you're the fellow that has to pay the punk out, right?
Yeah.
So what? And the nigga take your punk out money, and then he don't want to relock back in. You want to do it, but he don't want to relock back in. Be like, you had your chance.
He's going to be a couple of MLs and this and that and all that, you know.
Uh-huh.
But no, he's not going to be there in front of the crowd, though. He's not going to be in front of the crowd when I go. I mean, it's part of the game. I mean, I know what I signed up for. It's part of the game.
And see, that's what I'm saying. See, I don't play games when it comes to racing, bro. Nigga, I'm ready to get at your ass. I don't care about it. I ain't going to lock you in with the intentions of not racing you over two goddamn minutes. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
But Leroy, what are you trying to say, though? We both got watches, right? So we know we fucked up if we 2 minutes late.
Yeah.
We should have been on our shit. So we got to pay for the consequences of not being 2 minutes earlier. So we on the receiving end, we got to pay that punk out. But like Dog say, we going to be some motherfuckers and shit like that. But in the same token, you're going to be like, fuck, I should have got my ass up here at 10 o'clock to the 10:02.
He's with that training, baby.
Well, all I can say about that is if you really want to race a motherfucker, you wouldn't even worry about 2 minutes. That's all I'm saying, Dre. Hold on, Leroy.
Y'all that same. Y'all done did that before, Dre. Y'all done made somebody
man,
pay a
you
punk
listen,
out.
Listen, hold up, man. Hold up, time out, Troy. We probably have, and I'm quite sure we have, but the thing about
but
it is...
But I'm just saying it don't sound right
don't,
coming from
don't
you,
wait.
Though.
We don't wait. Listen, man, hold up, time out. Last time we talked some shit like that...
I ain't gonna lie to you,
we shut up, King. Shut the fuck up, man. Hey, anyway, Troy, we did that shit one time when we were down there in Dallas for that goddamn Fred dude because he was... He was
18
minutes late. So, yeah, we had 2 minutes and
18
minutes. That's a big difference, dog.
For Dre, now we all know Bushnell be in that car. If he got to be in lanes at 10 o'clock, Bushnell strapped and ready to go in that car at 9:20.
I'm talking about helmet on
and everything. So if you really ain't you're tripping, and you know that, man. Come on, Dre. Come on now.
Let me tell you something. 90% of the races that Bushnell have, I lock them in. And when I lock a race in, my tip is for anybody strapped up, ready to go at what a time. And when I mean strapped up, ready to go at that time, that's exactly what the fuck I mean. Because your ass fucking around in that lane and you ain't strapped up, ready to go, I don't give a damn. If you got four cars in front of you, you better have your ass in that goddamn car strapped up, ready to go.
But B, I understand what... But Brandon coming from, if you just want to race, you race. I understand that. But if you want to race, say, for instance, me and B and Dog example, B couldn't because he was hurt. So he had to pay that. Now, take it for granted that two cars ain't hurt, right? And then, hey, look here, motherfucker, you got to pay that punk out, whatever the punk out is, and we'll relock in. That's two motherfuckers that really want to get down.
That's right.
Now, if you had a scenario like Brandon say, oh, he don't want to relock in, but you didn't want to race up from the beginning.
Right.
You just got to take that man for what he is. I'm not fucking with you no more. You're a
coach. That's the chance you take. That's the chance you got to take, though. You know, we never know what. You're in the water box. You can be there on time. You're in the water box. The car breaks.
I remember goddamn down there in Everdale. It had to be about 5-6 years ago. Goddamn, you couldn't make the call with your car. So you try to ease another motherfucking car down.
Oh, no. Hold on. I ain't gonna let you say shit about me because you didn't know. Ask B. I told B, I said, either you're going to take this 500 or we race for 1500 with the small block. B said, nah, man, I just take the 500. I was just giving him I'm that motherfucker
hey,
like Brandon. I just want to race.
Nah.
You better ask B.
Man,
he on his phone.
You this free money and you enjoy yourself tonight.
No, I wasn't hot. I was just trying to get
you
a race.
Man, you was on the top car together.
I was not hot. I knew I had to pay the contract.
Man, my car was broke Saturday.
Yeah, his shit was broke. He called me.
My shit was broke Saturday. I called him.
He called me and told me and took a picture and showed me the water coming out the goddamn, the oil, the water in the car. You know what I'm saying? He said, run the small block or take the money. I told him, let me think about it.
He said, I'm going to think about it. He said, I'm going to take the free money. I said, all right, B. I said, cool. I was just giving him an option.
He cussed me out, but it's cool, though. That's what we do. He always cussed me out about it, for real.
Hey, 5 years later, I got my 500 back, though. what's the thing? I ain't worried.
hey, you got the same 500 back.
That's how it goes. You see how it goes. You always get the man back no matter what. You're getting it. Yeah. But it's all, man, it's all a part of racing being fun, man. Like,
Wait a minute, Dre, shut the fuck up, Dre. I put you in the beans truck for 500 or whatever number you want. Decline. Wait a minute, hold on, in the G-body? You're doing it in the G-body? Huh? You're pushing the beans in the silver G-body? No, 402.
Oh. We just told you we don't race Oldsmobile. I just told y'all that we don't run Oldsmobile no more. I used to run Oldsmobile. We don't do that no more.
You don't run Oldsmobile.
We don't run that motherfucker in a couple of weeks. Now we gonna kill you.
Nah.
You dead, you ain't
boy.
Fuck it, hey.
You gonna run that motherfucker in a couple of weeks, goddamn.
Push him in the beam, King. sit on his bumper, shit.
We decline, Dre. We decline. We respectfully decline.
I know you declined, but Troy didn't say he declined. Nah, I know you declined.
No, he's speaking. Hey, do you see me say anything else, Dre?
Troy, I'm waiting on Troy to answer that. Troy, you declined?
Okay, yeah, I declined. That make you feel better?
There you go.
Yeah, we know how to decline, Dre.
Shit is not a problem.
Well, damn, y'all can't run B-head up either?
With Charco?
Yeah, hell yeah, with Charco.
No, hell no.
Wait,
streak off for real.
Hey, man, we talking about goddamn, you know, make a little shakedown for 4-500. You gonna, both y'all need to make a shakedown anyway.
Okay, what's the difference between King Car and Ms. Ground?
Hey,
except for the colors and the model.
Hold on. I tell you what. So you trying to call King out with Miss Graham again, huh?
No, I'm just telling you what the difference is. I'm asking you what the
ain't
difference
no
is.
Ain't no difference between what? Both of them cars right there. They both, you know, they both what they are.
Okay, well, we don't need you. She don't need you to push in the beam. We'll do that head up.
Oh, well, goddamn. Hey, man, hold up. Hey, King. I can't lock your car in, so I'm going to let you lock it in.
But we already, me and Ken discussed that already. That's, you jumped in
oh,
the
line. Oh, well, shit. Hey, well, shit. I like, hey, Troy, for that same money, I like King.
Yeah, I do too. What'd he say, Doc? What'd he like, King?
You wouldn't even listen. You tell me you do, too. You wouldn't even listen to what the man said.
Yeah, I wouldn't even listen. I said, I do, too.
That motherfucker
said,
I do, too.
He said, King be in his gram, head up. He said, you say you like King, too. I'm going to have to drive. Don't worry about it. I'm going to drive on that one.
You like King? I'm going to drive on that one.
Since you like King.
Man, the man that lost his job, man. God damn,
Dre got me fired. To answer your question,
Dre, I take Miss Grandpa with him.
Okay.
See, when,
well, I ain't gonna drive now.
When they locking in, man, you gonna lock that same time in.
The same thousand. I want that same crispy $100 bills I gave you.
Man, I still got them somewhere.
Hey, both of you fellas in that 50K shootout, right?
No.
832-1601, your mic open.
Are we together?
832-6971, your mic open.
I'm just waiting on that little blue ass truck and try to y'all get it on. And I'm gonna call out. That's what I want to see. I want to see that
no,
blue ass truck getting on. I want the winner.
No.
Oh, D&D?
Yeah, I want the winner out of them two.
All right. Well, we ain't got no problem with truck. We got a problem with that?
No, you supposed to speak. You supposed to say, yeah, Nate, K-Dawg, you the man.
No, ain't no problem with them.
All right, there it is. Well, and don't try to come with that other shit on us either. I don't want to fuck with no Miss Graham and none of that shit. Don't
man,
that
we
going to
bring the Camaro.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
That's that motherfucker that watched us move back in the day and beat the dog shit out of us.
Yeah, motherfucker there.
Yeah, that motherfucker, I watched her get up out of there and went right around. I said, God damn, we ain't really had no business fucking with that.
Let's get a chance to do it again.
Oh, watch us get up out of there?
No, hell no, race.
No. He let us get up out of there that first time. I want to see if he'll do that again. We put ours on the money then, shit.
Mm-mm. We don't ever do that.
Drake, yeah. Just don't show up 1 minute late for the race, or you ain't going to get no race.
Man,
I'm going to
be ready.
That motherfucker even ready. Hold up, man. Y'all already know. We don't do no motherfucking 1 minute late and all that shit. We be in the lane an hour before the goddamn race.
Suited and booted. And it's
ready to go.
Sweating his ass off, too. The door's closed.
That's all right. That's all right. He be getting his mind together for what he
got
to do, man.
It works, shit. I ain't mad. It works. It's funny, but I mean, shit, the man cares about what he do. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. I mean, that's his repertoire. That man goddamn getting his car, get his mind together. And bam, there it is. Shit, ain't nothing. I'm like you. Ain't shit never been wrong with that.
Well, you, Dre, you got on here agreeing with Brown about the 1-2 minute shit like you ain't going to ask nobody for some money when the clock strikes 10. You know damn well you're going to hoop and holler. We want our God to, you know you're going to holler. Don't start this shit. Like you just
easy
going. Stop it.
In some instance, if you got a motherfucking duck, you make him quack. Now, if you got a tough motherfucker here, yeah, you want your pep, your money. But you got a motherfucker that's a duck, you make that son of a bitch quack. Hey, man, we you late, but fuck it. We going to go out and run you in the way because we want him. But if you
got
a motherfucker, say for instance, we got a motherfucker like Big Boy locked in. You goddamn right, nigga, 30 seconds after the goddamn clock strikes 10, I want that.
So what do you got Joe locked in? What do you got Joe locked in?
Huh?
What do you got Joe?
That's a duck. You make him quack.
How many minutes he get, Joe?
Shit, Joe can get as many minutes as he needs.
Oh, okay. I see the difference now. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm following you.
That's a Bud Light. That's light beer.
You gotta
tell
the
you
baby,
what,
Joe.
Tell you
that's
what,
the baby,
tell you one goddamn thing. I'm just over waiting patiently for you, motherfucker.
You are.
He talking to me, Dre.
Your way to be over very shortly, homie. Just stay patient, baby. Don't rush, cause you know good things happen. Good things don't happen to those who rush it.
Mm-hmm. Got a point there.
You want to rush an onslaught killing, you can get it. I already put one of y'all vehicles in the corner. Don't make me put all the rest of that shit in the corner.
must be on the back line again.
Hey, Brandon.
Hope Finn.
Prescott. What's up, Jerry? Hey, man. Hey, I don't want to have to put their whole motherfucking crew in the goddamn corner. I know I put that little love truck in the corner. That motherfucker got the motor and trans snatched out of it, and that bitch sitting in the corner dirty.
Who you talking about, Joel?
What's that little love truck? They got the old Kenny do shit.
Oh, Ric Flair.
Yeah, Ric Flair. Ric Flair ain't got no Ric or Flair to it right now.
God damn it.
That motherfucker ought to just
Finn,
be called Ric.
Hope Finn. Prescott. Next week.
It is half breed. What's up, half breed?
Goddamn,
hoping
next weekend, baby. Goddamn,
half breed. Goddamn,
that's a Dallas,
Texas counter, nigga. That boy.
Hey, driver.
What's up, driver? I ain't see if y'all accept that race from that man. Did y'all accept that race?
When that man say he gonna give y'all the clear, I ain't see if y'all accept that or not. Did y'all say yeah?
Oh, you talking about
what man?
You talking about Scott Crump.
Crook or whatever.
Crook.
We gave them the clip.
Oh, but y'all didn't give them to a point. So y'all locking in?
Yeah, he got the clip.
Oh, yeah.
That's a gay race.
I thought he said somebody wanted to give y'all the clear.
They supposed to give him. No, they supposed to give him the clear.
Oh, I don't know.
With that crazy bitch car. Ain't that car called Crazy Bitch or whatever her name?
Uh-huh.
She's living up to her name.
They been trying to lock in every motherfucking car they got over there, boy.
They all crazy. Oh, Lord.
I'm just being honest.
Hey, Brandon. Where Brandon at?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, who you like, Jesse James or the Mavericks?
I like the red car.
Oh, all right. I need to get that back from you, Jack.
Hey, man. I need to tell y'all something right goddamn now. Don't y'all sleep on that fuck-ass marriage. That little light bitch can go.
Man, ain't nobody sleeping on the goddamn car.
Grab your pockets in and let me know how much you want to bet, Greg.
Damn.
What do you say? Let's know how woke he is. Goddamn.
Yeah, let me see if you sleep or not.
Hey, Brian, I like that Maverick. Fuck it. I take a gamble on that. I take that Maverick.
Talk to me. I give you from a $1 to $100.
Best 50, Leroy. I take the Maverick, man. Fuck it. Best 50. I just take it for a light 50. Fuck it. I take it.
That's a bet, brother.
Dre, let me get my honey back or so, Dre.
That's that J race, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I do that.
Dre, can we do a 100, Dre?
Can me and you do 100 on what?
On that race.
Nah, nigga, you bought my daughter some school clothes with that 100. Hell no.
I'm trying to get that back. Shit.
I took a few of them motherfuckers from you, huh, Laro?
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to get some action back, man.
Gee, you might just have to keep getting them motherfuckers coming. I can't keep getting you no action back.
Oh, Larry, you know what, Larry? I take that little ugly ass blue truck against that crazy bitch car.
Who y'all like out of Old Red and Nana Puddin' or Puddin' Nana Boo, whatever they call it, the yellow car, Jake and them car?
Oh, hell no.
I'll take Old Red.
I like Old Red on that.
I'm going to take the tested car.
214-256, you might go for
You say the Texas car?
Tested.
Yeah, both of them Texas cars, shit.
No, nah, I'm just trying to mention
no.
Early did.
Yeah. I'm going to take that one.
Well, Jake going to be tested by then?
I don't think he's going to have enough laps on it to get on,
man,
to beat that car, man.
Man, he ain't
going
to have enough laps on
that
motherfucker to be fucking with that goddamn car.
Joe, who you going with, Joe? Well, now he on mute. Leprechaun.
214-2556, who we got? Ain't
saying nothing. Me knowing Jake, they ain't finna step in no fight that they can't win. So I bet that on them.
I know I ain't gonna let you clean it up because you already put you place your bet. You don't clean it up. You already don't clean it up. Now you thought about it.
I'm gonna take that yellow car. Y'all can talk to me.
Now you want to straighten it out, this and that, change this, this.
I had to do my homework right quick in my head.
I'm going to take the tested car. Now you want to take the Jake car. Well, I tell you.
Hey, just say you don't want to bet, brother. Just say
no,
that.
No, I'm going to watch it. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to watch it. I was just getting y'all business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch it, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch it. I got to watch it. It should be a good one.
Just stay put, Brandon, with your good sneak ass. That's what you do.
Hey.
I need that back. That's what you
just tell K-Dawg. Just tell K-Dawg to stay out the way of both of them cars. That's what you do.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You just keep staying out the way.
Oh, no.
Say,
K-Dawg,
so
I ain't never
say,
heard
Brand?
Nobody talk like that, man.
Jerry, I gotta go with it, man. Everybody know I ain't gonna be out till October, man. Everybody know we're gonna sit out till October. After October, they're gonna see a whole different ball game. Just let me in when I come through.
Oh, hey.
Let me in. Let me in. That's all I'm asking. Let me in.
How many months they got for October? Hey, what's this? January?
Yeah, this January.
Everybody in, dog. Everybody been in change their mind in. By then, dog, everybody been in change their minds.
Yeah, but then, you know, just when, you know, they had a license, when the room get dark, don't run. Right, King?
I'm just.
Where King at? He on there? King.
He gone.
When you get dark in there, don't run. You remember the ask for it, King?
No,
you remember, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this how it go?
You ain't got to ask for his permission either because he's staying out of the way, too. You see, he get hushed by real quick.
No, we got to understand. Yeah, we got to understand. See, we always put our business in the road. We know what we do.
Shit, B, we really waiting on you to run that rod on your ass.
Ooh.
Hey, man, I'm like one what you were telling Ethan a while ago, monster trucks. I ain't got nothing but race but a monster truck, bro.
You're going to get dark in your ass in that room, too, bro.
I wish a nigga would.
Get dark in your
room. Hey, man, I ain't got no oil pressure. Y'all got oil pressure, and I raise more than y'all, nigga. Oops, my bad.
Well, hey, it ain't our fault, man, that, you know, you built the car to race in a certain sector. You know, you run the Lee Hitters class. We don't run the Hitters class. We don't run that.
Huh? What happened?
I say we don't run the Hitters class. You ought to get race every day with, you know.
You missed what I said. See, I'm going to get on your ass because you came on the show and went for me. So let me go
Let's
ahead and go for you, brother.
Let's get
what
it.
I said
get it.
Here, what mm-hmm. I said here, I don't mm-hmm. got no oil pressure. You got oil pressure, and we still got
mm-hmm.
the same amount of races. None, nigga.
No, I got several races this year, my brother. I have several. But, I mean, I'm not here to talk about that, you know.
Yeah.
And I got more to come.
Uh-huh.
And there's more to come.
Yeah,
and there's more to come.
Say anything, Kate, out. I'm from that state.
Damn.
Show me.
Well, I put $2,500 up. Listen, Tim, we put $2,500 up to run against twin other batter, not bad. It's the batter G batters around. So we did, you know, we
We trying to do something. We trying to go.
Man, I just asked you, was you in that shootout? You told me no.
I didn't tell you no.
You said
was
both of them in the shootout.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought I seen Keep Being Call on her.
No,
I had two,
both
I had two races at the last event you went to in Houston. You got, I had two races that night.
What last event? Oh, you talking about Houston?
Yeah, I was out. I had two races. One, I had one. It was an impromptu race.
I got
yeah, impromptu. Hey,
impromptu.
You know
what?
You know,
don't do that.
I got amnesia. You know when a nigga get his head kicked in, you forget about it.
Yeah, exactly. One of them you had to pay. I got paid off you from. I forgot about this. Since we talking, coming like having zero this year. Are you serious? You got plenty of money though. One thing about
having
on the yard,
we had one to miss.
You gonna race? Yeah, we racing you before we left. If we're on the yard, we gonna race or try to race.
Sure.
We gonna try to.
Nah, I'm just fucking with you, bro. I'm gonna leave you alone.
Okay.
I'm gonna leave you alone.
Who you like? Brandon Joe give us the 1-1 in the colors. Goodest colors. You like Joe?
Joe giving y'all the 1-1?
What you talking so loud for?
Man, I don't know. God,
lower your voice, man.
I take
for real. Lower your voice.
No. Hey, I'm gonna just watch.
You gotta take the Dallas call.
I heard my name. What happened?
Well, I'm just like what you said, well, I'm gonna go, K-Dog.
I heard my name. What happened? What happened, Beast? I heard something. What y'all talking about?
I like Troy and that one out, Brown. I like Troy with no brain on that one.
He's a no brain.
So, come roll with my phone. I got static in my phone, Dre.
Yeah,
man,
hey,
like
hey, man.
People,
oh,
man.
Oh, hell no. Hey, fix that motherfucking call back.
Bud Light, baby, been gapping people, man.
Hey, Bud Light been gapping people, so the 1-1 would be fair.
I ain't gap not a soul. Who you talking about?
I just saw your video today. You got the red Mustang, man.
No, I didn't. He's right there on my door. Stop lying.
Bet money wasn't on your door.
How much? Another 1,000?
I'm talking about at the end of the race.
I'm talking about the race,
not
too.
Not when y'all took off.
There you go with that extra shit.
I tell you what. No, I ain't going to do that. We already got our locks on. Let me shut up.
Yeah,
let me
don't.
Shut up.
Goddamn, I'm going to shake them. Digging you a more
yeah.
bigger hole.
Yeah, I ain't going to jinx myself. I ain't going to do that. I'm going to leave, I'm leave you just like I got you. Yeah, just like I got you. Hey, anybody, who like Burger King? Anybody like Whoppers on this phone? Whoppers. Anybody like a Whopper?
I love Whoppers.
Okay, you ever had a double Whopper or a single? What you getting? Double or
single? I done had double, triples, and quadruples.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll be all right then. You're going to eat good. All right.
Yep.
Just trying to see. Gonna be some Whoppers handed out that night. Be some
I guarantee it won't be. Not to me.
Only time to tell, brother.
I know. I'm waiting for y'all to backpedal. I know you is.
Man, you crazy. Man, we trying to run
y'all,
at you
y'all
right
been
now.
Arguing
back
all
back
year, man. How long before this race actually happen?
Man, we coming, man. I always say we coming. We coming, Brandon. Trust me. We coming. We might do it on any given Sunday. We don't know. We try to
do
it. Oh,
you the hold up? You the hold up or you the hold up?
They the hold up.
Yeah, we the hold up. We the hold up.
Like always.
Yeah,
hey, B. Remember at the beginning of this year I told Troy he had the 1-1 all year with my car. Remember that shit? I told him he had the 1-1 all year with my car. Now we done went and put this piece of shit together, and I'm still giving him a 1-1.
Man, you just put
no,
the car together last month, Joe. You just got the car running.
Yeah,
Listen. Put that goddamn tin can together a month ago. Come on, man. You gonna get it? Just be cool. What happened? Hello? The show on?
He must have fell off or something.
He must have fell off the truck.
He must have fell out the truck.
Yeah, he must have because he got quiet in the motherfucker.
He tried to reach out the window and grab that sauce.
And fell out. Probably leprechaun juice all over 45.
Oh, goddamn, Kevin Ross. Stop that bullshit.
Okay, I'm cool. I'm cool, Dre. Dre, I'm cool. I'm cool, Dre.
Oh, shit.
Now, Brandon, when you coming back? Since, you know, you got zero. Next year or when you coming back?
Nah.
Well, I'm
just trying to get my kids and stuff situated, bro. And I
respect
the mess with that car.
You're right. I took off a year myself for that. I understand. I got to respect it.
Well, just keep coming to the track so I can get my goddamn money back. That would be
man, you know, but it's a whole lot easier going to that track paying $20-$25 to get in than $500. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Say, man, my man Larry, man, this ain't no bullshit though, Brandon. That goddamn Larry.
There you go.
That goddamn Larry's gonna bet with his heart. He ain't gonna never bet with his mind. That's only gonna bet with his heart.
I'm going to keep tearing Larry ass up, too, Dre. That's why he takes
yeah, me too. I'm going to keep getting crazy ass.
Come on, Joe.
Y'all hear me now? I don't know what the fuck happened.
He fell out the truck.
Hey, Leroy, we both going up. We're going to both keep getting that nigga.
Something happened.
Larry is a heart specialist.
I don't know how the fuck that happened, but it happened.
He go off the heart bet. He don't bet with his mind and smartness. That motherfucker gonna bet. If you say you like K Dog, that motherfucker gonna say, I'm going with Trigger Man. That's a goddamn lie.
I already know
you
want to get the money.
You say I'm going with Trigger Man. Hey man, I'm going with Big Boy.
Yeah, he always go against the grain. So I really don't want to be cut his head off when I get a chance.
Well, I tell you what, Dre wouldn't have had none of my money if I was going against the goddamn grain.
I need the front runner. Anybody on this phone know where we get 17 inch front runner? Anybody?
Yeah.
Needs a front runner.
I inbox you.
Okay.
She's coming. She's coming, guys.
I just had to three,
four,
six, I've been waiting on it for 5 months, bro. 5 months.
Street sweeper, Jay. Through this street sweeper, I'm just glad I caught you before you fell asleep, bro. This week, you know what I mean? So I just wanted to get in early, and just want to be, you know, just put me in the queue. I ain't got nothing to say. I'm just good show, and I'm going back on mute. I just want to catch you before you go to sleep, cause I ain't heard nothing in your voice in the last 20 minutes. I said you were asleep. So yeah,
I'm listening.
Yeah, you listening, all right. He will check out on us, sweet. He'll check out on us in a heartbeat.
Yeah, go on Summit, though, Kato. They had front runner.
Last time I checked, you know, Lil Timmy, I would get my tires from Lil Timmy. He told me, I asked him about 4 weeks, say, well, let me know. I told him, you know, as soon as he get them, I want them. Yeah, I hadn't heard from him. Maybe he was talking about him.
Say, Brandon, who you like out of Salty Fit and Salty?
I like the gray car for a whole lot.
You like who?
Mm.
The gray car.
Shit, both of them gray. Which one?
Salty, the Corvette.
You're looking at Brandon. Leroy.
I don't know, Brandon. Hmm. It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to fuck with them dudes down there at Hot Springs. Now they bring your ass off in that hole. They'll pull a trick on you now.
the track is going to be the trick. But that man gonna, if that man make it out that line, he is going to cut that car off at 400 feet.
I bet he don't
cut that bitch out no time.
Man,
I'm gonna tell you why.
Please.
The last motherfucker tried to cut a motherfucking car off that somebody's wearing right around him.
Sure did, Drake. Got his ass skin up for doing that.
Ask skinny man about that.
And he was just as fast as wit is as the salty bitch is.
Well,
y'all can talk to me because he gonna skin wit ass up.
We ain't gonna
be walking around like one of them monkeys. His shit gonna be pink ass motherfucker.
Cut that motherfucker out. Hey, let's bet he on Gavin Martin. Cut that motherfucker out.
Bet on that wind light, Mr. Dre.
No, you said you gonna bet on the nigga cutting that bitch out. Bet.
I'm gonna put that.
I bet you. I tell you what. I bet you 100 on the race and 100 on the gap, Dre.
No.
I just gave you what you asked for.
Well, just give me. I ain't asked for two. I asked for one. I said on the goddamn, he gonna cut it off on it.
If we gonna bet, we're gonna bet both ways. He's gonna and he's gonna turn
I'ma
it up.
I'ma say it where you can understand it and hear it.
I don't
nice,
wanna just bet on the gap. I don't wanna bet on the cutoff. No, I don't
all
want
right,
that
well,
bet.
All right, that is right there. That's all I wanted. I don't want to bet on no goddamn wind light or none of that other stuff. Hell, I know he got the best goddamn
504-9594, your mic open. 504-9594.
You got him, bro? Yeah, I mean, he should win. That mother got an up-to-date-ass brand new car. Hell, he's supposed to win.
Well, I guess that man shouldn't have said nothing.
Well, you said you gonna cut the bitch off. I bet you on that motherfucking shit.
He gonna gap that man. I don't care how you look at it.
Nah. Bet he don't gap him then.
I just told you. Let me say it slow for you. If we're gonna bet both ways, I take it. If we're not gonna bet both ways, I don't want to bet one way.
I only do one thing at a time. I don't like to try to do multiple things because that's how you get fucked up.
Well, sometimes you got to learn how to walk and chew bubble gum.
I learned how to walk backwards and chew bubble gum a long time ago. I know how to walk forward and eat a nine later now.
I got 100, Jay. You can't do it. I got 100. I got 100. You can't walk backwards and chew bubble gum, Jay. I got 100. Lock on my hand.
Hey, you say what, K-Dog?
I got 100 lock on my hand. You can't walk backwards and chew bubble gum without falling.
Lock that in. Lock it in.
All right, we lock. Next time I see you at the track.
Next time you see me at the track, I'm going to walk.
And you can't practice. You can't practice.
Make sure.
I'm going to hand you a slice of gum. You got the back of my
mouth. You say, hold on. You say, how we going to do this?
I'm going to hand you a slice of gum, and you got to walk back. You no practicing. You can't have your gum when I walk up.
No. We got to practice. No, you can't tell me how to do it now. Don't do that.
You can't practice at the track. You can't practice at the track.
No, we gonna practice wherever I'm doing it at.
Oh, hell no.
Yes.
I'm going to give you the gum, and we're going to get to the business. I'm going to give you a slice of gum, and we're going to get to the business.
We're going to practice wherever I'm doing it at. Shit, we're going to get up a couple of practices, and then we're going to do it for the month.
No, you're going to fall the first time, and you have to go home. You're going to bust your damn head.
Say, man, one thing I always been that dog.
You're gonna bust your head, Drake.
I
you should
have
locked him in.
Hey, I always been an agile nigga on my feet, baby. Swift.
Drake, you should have locked him in real quick for a whole bunch of money because he ain't put no stiffs on that. Because I got a walk over here that's bad than a motherfucker. It's a stand-up walker, sir. So you could have locked him in. He had no stiffs on that chewing bubble gum and walk because I got a bad ass walk over here that stands up, right?
Said I could practice. That's why when he said lock it in, I said lock it in. Goddamn, I can practice where I'm doing it at. Goddamn right.
Hey, I'm off that bitch.
See, you can't. Motherfucker can't have slick.
You should have got my business.
I'm the slickest of the slick around this motherfucker. Huh?
You should have got my business. No bet.
Hey, man, I'm just calling a spade a spade, man. I just heard a good lock in that he missed, you know.
I'm taking the ranks of King
hey,
B.
Man,
you know, King
hey,
B.
Hey,
puts the, you know, when King B put the thumb on the button,
I'm
you know.
The slickest of the slickest, Ryan, this motherfucker.
Yeah, 10 vote.
Dre, we'll be picking you up the third step. We'll be picking you up.
That'll be all right. Hey, I'll still be picking up $100 too from you. Because you didn't say how far I had to go with you. You just said I couldn't walk back. So after the third step, if I fall, motherfucker, you still owe me $100.
I didn't say there was enough walking. You got to walk.
No, you just said I had to go backwards. You didn't say walk.
I'm off there, Dre. You taking the smart pill. No, I'm off there. You took a smart pill. I'm off the bed. I'm
mean,
off. No lie.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm off.
Well, say, it's going to cost you 50 to get out, so hand that to me.
Who the DP man? Get it from the DP man.
I don't need now. If your word ain't so bond, your word ain't shit.
DP man got my. I just sent it to the king to the DP man.
Hey
king
man,
the DP
motherfucker
man.
They had some bull. Hey, hold up now. This was some bullshit I heard early on Dog Show today. Now these motherfuckers say if a motherfucker say they lock say for instance K Dog and somebody K Dog and Lil Red and them lock in or Old Red lock in. Okay, but they send the money to whoever the DP man is, but K-Dog don't send his money. Is that still a lock or it's not a lock because you ain't sending the money?
Well, from what I hear, if they don't have both parties' money, it's not a lock.
Nah, bullshit, that's still a lock.
That's what I heard.
If a man,
listen. Go like this now. It depends on if they said send the money is a lock or we locked in. Dog, I'm gonna just send
yeah,
you my
there you
DP
go.
Money.
You got to skip
it's
that
cool
shit.
How to do that shit.
So if I say, man, fuck it, we lock for the race, and you send your money to Dog, my money ain't due to go to no motherfucker until I hit the gate.
Right. See, I didn't agree to send the money to Dog. Then shit.
Yeah. Hell nah, just because he sent his in don't mean I had to send mine in. Mine ain't due till I get inside that gate. Then I find Dog and give my money.
So, okay, Quan, I got a question for you since in that scenario popped up. Say me and you lock in, right, and we both agree to send the money in. You send your money, I don't send mine. What's that?
Now, if we both agree to send the money in, then shit, we ain't locked until we both send the money in.
See, that's what I'm saying.
That's
why, that's
yeah,
why I
but
said
if a motherfucker just, if a motherfucker say we locked, but one motherfucker send his money to Willie Dog and the other motherfucker don't, that still mean they locked, though.
Oh, okay. They didn't stip
yeah.
the fact that
yeah,
because
like,
they
like,
didn't, because he didn't ship that. He didn't say
okay,
we
right.
had to send the money to Dog. One motherfucker just decided to do it because I guess he feel that's the right way to do it, but the other motherfucker don't owe shit till he hit the gate.
But I thought that even if y'all don't send the money and y'all say we locked, it's locked on my end and it's locked on my end. So that's not a lock then, right?
Hell yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's
yeah, it's still locked. One person just sent their money in early.
No,
if a DP man is involved,
I'm saying me and Brandon will go run
the
DP.
The DP man is only there to get both sides. How they locking the race in and call it down the middle when the race happens, if something happens or get a win. It's not for them to say, oh, mm-hmm. you give each party no advice. Like, you got to send yours mm-hmm. in or they just got to shut the fuck up and start this race talk until they get the race locked in. The DP man ain't got nothing
mm-hmm.
to do with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
DP
okay.
man ain't got no business saying a motherfucking thing. He just out, but he got to listen to everything that's going on and that's it.
So he's not really active unless he got both parties' money. If he just got one, he's not active.
That's
yet.
Bullshit, Kato.
I'm asking a question,
in,
Drake.
Nah, he acting as a DP. He acting as a DP man active. Right?
Yeah, he don't go to job and go on the fix. He got both parties'
DP
money, right?
DP man ain't got no business saying shit.
No, Drake, I ain't saying that. I'm saying he's not active until he got both parties' money, right, Quan?
No, not necessarily.
No, because if the race is locked, it's locked.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
If
he had one
they both said we locked on my end, locked on my end, and the DP man said, all right, y'all locked, shit, it's locked. He acted.
Okay,
but
what
if they
say, my money for?
But if they say, we're going to send K-Dawgs and K-Dawg the DP man, we're going to send K-Dawg the money, and we locked. And if I send mine and the other man don't send his, we ain't locked, and the DP man ain't acting.
That's what I'm saying. He don't get access to both parties' money, right? That's what I'm asking.
No.
Mm-hmm.
He can be active if we just both say lock and don't worry about sending the money. Because everybody don't
but
send
when,
money
but
to
when
the
you
DP
go
board.
Through that gate, when both cars come through that gate, the DP man need to be collecting the money, correct?
What if a motherfucker say, well, hold up, man. You send your money to dogs. But I ain't locked because I ain't been them shit. You know what I'm saying? They got that kind of shit going on too now.
Yeah, what you doing that case?
Motherfucker,
they agree to send the money.
So we ain't locked.
If they agree to send the money and don't send the money, they ain't locked until they both send the money.
Okay. That's what I was trying to do.
You need to learn that kind of shit because that's teachable moments for motherfuckers that don't know.
That's why I'm asking questions, Dre. Shit. You hit me asking questions?
Yeah,
I got you.
But I'm just saying, you done been over that, so you already know the tricks and shit that these niggas be trying to play.
Yeah, I know. But then I also heard like that, hey, man, one person summoned money, the other person didn't. So the race not locked. And, you know, shit, if we both holler lock, I thought that would be a lock.
But then that means, I'm going to tell you something about that. That means that man word ain't shit. That means you can't double lock him in again with nobody because his word ain't his bond. Your word is really supposed to be your bond.
But hold on, that still could be a problem, though. Even though if you got DP man, I send my money and dog didn't send here to me, shit, when I send my money, that's a lie. I don't give a damn about nothing else.
Y'all got to listen.
You can't just go. Whoever's DP man, y'all got to let him know y'all sending him the money. Listen to what I'm saying.
Me and Dog locked in. We going to send Quan the money, right? We locked. We both said locked. We agreed. We went over the steps, everything. Boom, I send my money to Quan. So,
but
I get
you
to the race.
Hold up. Now, right there, Larry, you say, boom, we go over everything. And you send your money to Quan. That don't mean K-Dawg got to send his money because you sent yours because y'all didn't say that money got to be in Quan's hands right now.
No, shit, dog, man. That's some bullshit, though. Hell no. And we didn't
win
the
I'm
going to
tell y'all,
we got the race.
Hey,
and I didn't send my goddamn money. Huh?
You remember when? Listen, let me talk real quick. You remember when y'all locked in with Keisha?
Okay.
This how it was. Jamie and them normally locking in, and they go off each other word. We lock, and so on. They don't normally send money in. But y'all crew was like, no, we sending the money in. That's the only way we locking up. Send that money. They was like, man, we ain't got to send no money. Dude was like, we ain't locked until the DP man get both of my money and your money. Other than that, we ain't locked. And Jamie and them sent the money. See, they got to understand. It wasn't saying
right,
both.
But you
see,
just
Jamie
put a
just
sip on
to
it up.
And then come to the race.
Yeah, but I'm saying
but y'all put a sip on it
because they said we ain't locked unless y'all send the money to Dog or whoever the DP man, but what I'm
y'all
saying, that's what I just said, Dre. We stiffed that, but what I'm saying that me and Dog locked in the race, and we went over the steps. We sending the money to Quan. I send my money to Quan, and I get to the race. I don't know Dog ain't sending money, but I know we locked in. We went over the steps. I send my money. So if I get to that lane at 9 o'clock, Dog ain't there. I want my money.
You're going to know before 9 o'clock I need to
see
the money because this DP man going to come to you.
But see, Laro, it's all about getting the understanding, Laro. You didn't say, hey, we both got to send the money in. You just sent your money in.
the way you feel you like it's going to be locked. You didn't make it understood.
No, no, no. I said we're going to send the money to Quan, and I send my money to you. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
But dog never sent to you.
But listen. See, this is the catch 22 it. You say, we locked, but we got to send the money to the DP man, and you send your money. And dog never sent his money. That means dog ain't never locked in.
So the word locked,
no, he locked
on your
Quan.
That shit don't mean nothing, dude.
He locked.
That don't mean nothing.
You got to understand what you're saying. You said, okay, we locked, but we got to send the money in.
Correct. But what I'm saying, when he said it's locked on my end, and I say it's locked on my end, regardless if he didn't send his money and I sent my money, when he said locked, that's locked, ain't it? Regardless, ain't that locked?
It's a part.
It's two different scenarios.
All we waiting on
is the money. If you send your goddamn money, if you say, okay, I'm sending my money to dog,
right on.
That don't necessarily mean K-Dog have to send his money to dog.
Now, the reason
he
why
can get his
I,
money
I,
to
I'm
dog
contesting
when
it
comes to the track.
The motherfucker might not have that understanding, and he going to want his goddamn money. I know what y'all saying. I'm just saying. But
when you lock in a race, the money is due at the track to the motherfucking DP man. So you come inside the gate.
That's right. Unless you still send the money to him now.
You still that shit, but when a motherfucker come inside that gate, that money is due. That's when the money is due.
When Scrapper and Scrappy locked in, we didn't send no money. We said lock, pay, get a DP man the money when we get through the gate. And that's what happened.
Okay, so
we did the same thing. But listen to what I'm saying.
You got a DP man. Y'all went over the steps. It's locked on my end, locked on your end. Money do when you get in the gate or send Quan the money, however. But I'm just saying, I thought the deal was sealed once you got the DP man in there. And y'all went over the steps. And then Quan say, dog, you agree? Yeah, I agree. Larry, you agree? Yeah, locked on my end. Dog say, locked on my end. Regardless of the money is sent, I thought that's still a locked bet. Regardless of...
At that point, right there, Larry, y'all locked.
Yeah.
If you come back with an NGX and say, but look at here now, we got to go and send the money to the dog. And then the other dude might say, well, shit, I ain't sending my money to the dog. I'm getting my money when I come through the gate. Now y'all got disagreement. Ain't nobody. What's going to go on now?
That's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying a person's going to try to contest the code. Hey man, you said it was locked on your end.
You got to say all you want and all you mean before both parties say locked. Anything after that is a buff.
Right. I don't know that. That shit could still be some bullshit. Yeah. I'm just saying it still could be some bullshit.
No cap. It can. That's his grudge racing. That's why you got to listen to what you got to goddamn. You got to get a good understanding because this grudge racing, it can end up turning to some bullshit. Listen, on the East Coast, if you don't watch what motherfuckers say, they slick you quick. So you got to
really understand from both sides.
Tony Burns is one of the most sneakiest motherfuckers around. That motherfucker will talk you into doing something that you know goddamn well you ain't got no business doing. But let him do it. He going to slick talk your ass into doing it anyway.
Man, I done seen Tony Locke motherfuckers. I done heard Tony Locke motherfuckers in on a talk show and get some shit by him so goddamn soon. So smooth and the motherfucker lock. They both lock and then next thing you know, dude like, no. And I'll be like, when you lock that shit in, god damn. Fucking Tony.
We got some cold ass slippers right here in the drug game in Texas. We ain't got to go too late to the East Coast for the cold slickness around here in the drug game.
But I keep saying, But y'all, but see again, y'all still say we locked. Oh no, no, you locked it in, right? But if he don't send no money, so what I'm saying, so he ain't got to do the raise in if he ain't send no money.
See what I remember Tony.
That's what I'm saying. That shit crazy.
No, Larry, that's still a punk out pay being paid. Just because you didn't send nothing, don't mean it ain't locked. You said locked.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, Brandon. But they saying it's not like that. They say that's not a true statement, Brandon. That's what I'm saying.
Man, when you say locked, it's locked, man. Period. Point blank, period. It's locked. Now, if no money is sent, if nobody sent no money, then y'all not locked. But if both y'all, if y'all locked and one send the money and the other motherfucker don't, I mean, his money not due technically until he gets inside the fucking gate.
Right, but Brandon, but that's what I'm telling.
But how many?
When you said it's locked. So Brandon thinking like me that punk ass still need to be paid. Once y'all say locked, the punk ass need to be paid.
Once you say locked, Larry, look. Once you say locked,
go ahead.
Brandon, hold on, let me tell you. I done been in cases where a motherfucker say, well, we gonna send the money to such and such. And then we be like, hey, man, well, y'all speak on that for us. Y'all didn't speak on that. He be like, okay, I'm gonna speak on that for y'all. So when we get there, we give him the money. But he's speaking on it for us.
Right.
So if we don't pay the man, he's responsible for the DP, man, is responsible for paying the rest of the DP.
Okay,
no,
but
I,
when
no,
you
I mean, what?
What?
Dog,
what?
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 No,
what?
No,
what?
No,
what did
no,
you say?
Hell no, bro.
You tripping.
No, I'm saying, you know how
I'll follow you to the end,
hey, man. Hey, man, I need you to vouch for me on that 500. And a motherfucker will vouch for you on the 500. But now, if you don't pay the man the 500, then the DP man is responsible for the other 500 if the other guy don't send his money in.
Oh, yeah.
That's
what I'm
saying.
He said he got it, yeah. You know what? You're getting game from a game splitter himself. You know, real talk. Larry, see, you got to understand. See, I know what you're saying. This is street sweeper, by the way. See, you was a front liner like me. You know, me and you used to, you know, we get our gamble on front line before we went to the other side of giving good understanding, you know, racial crews and stuff like that. So I hear what you're saying, because to be told, yeah, this actually happened to me. You know, I was going off of the word locked. You know, the same scenario happened, but I found out that, okay, if it's a side bet, it ain't a guarantee just because we said locked. Matter of fact, I've been waiting on that 200 from Boogie Neal for 20 years now. You see what I'm saying? So the thing
the
is,
side,
you know, Gavin, I understand.
Gavin on
you,
the side and Gavin, and the car person, the car owner,
yeah,
whoever to talk, and gambling and people gambling on the side, that's two different things.
Exactly.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I understand what hold on. I understand what Larry is coming from, because me and him come from the same side, meaning, okay, we used to just gamble our ass off, but the terminology, we used to say lock. But come to find out, it's two different things. That's what I'm saying.
Correct.
I understand what Larry was talking about. So, yeah, when we getting it from the game spiller himself, when he just said, okay, well, when a guy put up 500 and a DP man is responsible for the 500. So that's what I'm saying. I understand where you come from, Larry, and trust me. You know, just keep on learning, bro. You get there.
No, I'm just getting some money then. Okay, Brandon, this is what I'm saying. I understand what y'all saying, dog and corn. I'm trying to see what Brandon's talking about. So, Brandon, this is what I'm saying. So, Brandon, me and you racing, and we got a DP man, right? Brandon.
Correct. I'm listening. Correct. All right.
Okay. Well, say something, nigga, when I talk. I mean, say something when I talk, son.
I got some background, right. So I got to keep going back on mute. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Now, you good? Okay, just say me and you lock, me and you racing, we lock. And we got a DP man. We go over the steps and everything. And the DP man go back over the steps. And I say it's locked on my end. You say it's locked on your end, right? Okay. So you
correct.
Saying.
Correct.
If you still going to want your money Even if you send your money and I don't send mine, you saying you still gonna want the punk out?
So what I'm saying here, if when you lock, if both parties say they're gonna send their money, then that's the way y'all locked it. But if you say you gonna pay, when you come in the gate, you know what I'm saying, that money goes over when you come in the gate, it's locked. But either way it go, if you say lock and I say lock, and it don't happen for whatever reason, whatever party it don't happen, that money is owed.
To who?
To the other party.
Whoever
can't
go.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So Brandon thinking like me, but that's not what Dog and Quan and them saying, and you saying, Drake. Y'all saying that the money is not spent.
Ask me that question, Larry.
You got to listen, Larry, listen.
Because Quan just told you when he locked K-Dog in, they didn't send no money in, but the race was locked. He just said that, right? He said
they didn't send the money in, but the race was locked.
He said they did not send no money in, but the race was locked. So when they got to the track, I'm sure when they got to the track, they found the DP man and gave the DP man the money.
Okay, what if only one party gave the DP man the money and the other one didn't, then what?
Okay, so that means they go over there and find the other party. If that other party ain't going to go, you know what I'm saying, that other party still going to owe that money no matter what.
Okay.
They don't have to pay if they don't want you, though. You can't make them pay.
You can't take nothing from nobody, but it's going to be a whole argument, and then you just don't fuck with that people no more.
Yeah.
Now, on the other scenario, what Quan was talking about, if we still
we got to send Quan the money, and I send mine and you don't send mine, our race is not locked until you send your money. He can have my money until the day of the race. If you don't send your money, you ain't got no race.
There you go.
I understand that part, but what I'm saying is, okay, y'all say it's due when you come to the gate. But then what Brandon just said, if he send his money, when he come in the gate, he get the DP man his money, and then if they go to the other man, he don't want to pay. He's still saying the punk out money still owed, but like y'all say, you can't make him pay it. But in reality,
he still owed
that, right?
Yeah, he still would owe it.
Okay.
You can't make him pay.
That's what I'm getting to right there.
Yeah.
Shit. Some man might go down that way. I don't know.
That's what I was trying to get at, like when y'all locked in Keisha and y'all made that agreement, we sending our money and y'all sending y'all money and we locked, and then y'all send y'all money and then Trick Man be like, okay, I'm gonna send my money, y'all send y'all money, because one of y'all gonna send the money first, and like, I'm sending my money, and then 2-3 days later, Trick Man ain't no money, y'all ain't locked yet.
If I'm the DP man, I'm gonna
hit you up and say, hey, Laro, y'all ain't locked around, man. I ain't sending no money yet, so you know.
Gotcha. I got that part.
I was
just trying to see how that go. Like I was saying, like Brandon say, once he came in the gate, he gave you the money, Quan, and yeah, I ain't send my money, but y'all come find me, and I say, and I don't give y'all the money. But like Brandon say, in reality, I still owe the punk out, but you can't make me pay it. That's what I was trying to get
at. You can't make a person pay it.
But what I'm saying is that in reality, I still owe that.
But if you got a traveling lock-in DP, man,
you can't make no
send the money.
Yeah.
You can't, you know what I mean, if you don't send the money and you say you got to travel 12, 13 hours. You just sent your money. The guy you're racing ain't sent his money yet. You got to make a decision. Get your money back because the race ain't locked until then. If he don't put his money up, ain't no sense you going up there because you went way up there for nothing. You know, if he ain't sent his money up, then he don't want to race or something going on. He got to have some kind of, integrity about himself to me. Hey, man, I'm going to send you money. Get on the highway. I'm going to pay you when you get in the gate. You get your ass in a man or race. What can you do? Nothing. You done drove all that way for nothing. When you could have found out before, that's why you keep in touch with DP man to find out if you got a race or not, especially if you got to travel that far. Shit. Come on, he send that money? He ain't sending it to you? I'm getting to tomorrow. Well, I'm leaving Thursday. If he don't send that money by Wednesday night, I ain't going nowhere. Send me my money back. And hell with him.
Yeah,
and I'm a black.
That's right. That's where common sense kick in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But you going on there talking about, my money there, shit. I'm going. We going. My money already in there. You get your ass down there, don't get nothing. Everybody be mad with you. You can stay home now.
Yeah, they going to be your fault then, Laro. I'm all on you then.
No. I was just trying to get that part about that in reality. A motherfucker still owe that, even though he don't send the money. But you can't make a motherfucker pay. That's what I was really trying to get.
I told them, not these days, I mean, not these days, you can't make a motherfucker pay. I got a question for y'all, say both of y'all send y'all money, right? you coming from seven hours away, and it's his home track, but then you got a rain percentage, right? So say if it's 60% chance rain, and then it don't rain. You know what I'm saying? So you tell the DB man, let me get my money back, cause it's going, the rain percentage is too high, and I ain't driving over there for that rain. So then it turned out not to rain.
But the percentage,
say you
still,
the dude at the home track, yeah.
The percentage still
up.
Still would do it. Yeah, that's still up. And
yeah.
Then at that point,
so,
the DB man
give like
that man
owe you punk right up?
There.
Nope.
No, not on 60%. Not if you're a gentleman, you know,
nah,
man should have a hard time understanding that shit.
Yeah, cause we were just talking about that with corn yesterday. What'd you say, corn is like, if it's over 40% or something like that, corn?
40% in the above, shit.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, 40% and above, that means that race is out. If you coming from, like, Texas, say you going to Carolina, like right now, them motherfuckers supposed to been going over there today. Okay, hell nah, that shit is off. That shit say 60%.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Here goes some more bullshit. What if the person that's throwing the race don't cancel the race?
That's fine, but you still can't take that chance of driving way over there for nothing.
Yeah.
That's 40 to 60% chance of rain, man. The chances of that shit is very high than low.
Yeah, the promoter has to do
something
with the DP man. Yeah, the promoter had nothing to do with y'all race. He's the DP man. He don't have nothing to do with y'all business. That's y'all business. He's providing y'all place to race.
That's right.
That was a damn good question because it has happened several times between Dallas and Houston races that, particular weekend that Dallas was supposed to come down. And it was a high percentage of maybe 40% chance of raining, but it didn't rain. But a couple of drivers that had locked in races didn't show up. So that actually has happened a few times, you know. So that was a good question, sir. I'll make a mute.
That sounds like Batman right there.
Nah, that's man, it's street sweeper, bro. It's street sweeper, bro. Go make a mute.
Now, yeah. Myself, Batman,
I'm
talking that shit he
like
to talk.
Well, you know, I try to... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, what you got to say, man?
In other words, you need to lock it to the lawyer, man. Just stand down.
No, I was just asking the question. I got and understand what y'all was saying, but I just wanted to make sure that... I'm motherfuckers still owe that money, but you can't make a plan. I ain't got to put in argument. You ain't going to do that.
Hey, no, hold on. Laro, I just said that was a good question, man. That, no, all questions are good questions.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about I got to argue with Meatball all the time, a.k.a. K-Dow. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not talking about you, Sweet Street. Yeah, I'm talking about a.k.a. Meatball.
Yeah, I know who you're speaking with. I was just saying that what he wanted to say. What he wanted to say was that was a good question, sir, and you got intimidated tonight. You know, that's what he wanted to say.
He's Larry.
Yeah,
that's
Larry.
What he should have said.
Goddamn, keep locking the races in.
Thank you, sweetie.
But Larry beat him fuck something up.
Hey,
see,
you
now,
just got
to
play
I can't
Larry.
I can't let y'all do my boy like that.
hey, my boy Larry will be able to lock the motherfucker in and then goddamn, it'll be all fucked up.
No, we all learn from mistakes.
That's why my mama say a paid mistake is the best mistake. That's why K-Dog is the lawyer over there, and K-Dog needs to continue to lock them goddamn races in. Nobody else.
He don't know no goddamn better either.
Well, goddamn, he
don't know no goddamn better, because as soon as he get out the phone, he going to call somebody in the camp and take you down through there. So don't believe that shit.
Hey,
look,
I'm going on
me.
I'm
talking too much.
That's y'all
purpose. Man, y'all getting
to make me some drink out. Cut that out. I don't see they giving him too much credit.
I don't like that.
Hey, I seen K-Dow get the whole camp together. They had a huddle over there. He went off on every motherfucker over there. So, listen, man. I mean, he know his shit, I guess. That motherfucker.
Dre, he's just making a facial expression.
What are you talking about, man?
Dre, he's just making a facial expression. That's all.
Hey, K-Dow was hiding the motherfucker when Travis goddamn pulled Gay on the taking a move, and he moved.
Hold on, he did move, sir.
Undertaker did not move.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, I'm the street trooper. Of course, I mean, yeah, he know he moved. Yeah, we didn't move at all.
K-Dog went over there, got the whole team together, and went off on everybody on the goddamn count.
Oh, he did?
I didn't know that. It happened like that, Drake. Everybody got to get some order somewhere.
FBI.
He is the one who did what he's supposed to do.
Ain't nothing gonna happen unless
K-Dog
say so.
I ain't gonna say that.
Hold on, let me elaborate on that one. Every team have a coach, right?
Every professional team have a coach, right?
They have a head coach, assistant coaches, they got GMs and stuff like that. So if he's
they got
coach,
positions, baby.
Then,
hey,
yeah,
hey,
so,
hey,
you know,
hey,
you got to do what
Dre,
he do.
Ask Dre who his coach is.
Uh-oh.
Who's your coach?
I ain't got no motherfucking coach. That's how I had one in when I graduated college.
Mm. Oh, so you the mascot.
Oh, no, man. Oh,
you're the mascot then.
I didn't say you the mascot.
I just caught on. Get up, Drake.
I'm finna respond to that. If I'm the motherfucking mascot, what are you, the tourniquet nigga?
I'm the one.
I'm lost. Dre, you lost me, Dre. You lost me now.
I'm good. Hey, see, thing about it, a nigga can't put no key in my bag. I let a nigga try all that old bullshit
quiet.
All the time.
My phone will allow it in that.
Yeah. I don't let no nigga put no key in my bag. I ain't got no motherfucking coach. I got five.
Dre, I'm the lawyer in our camp, man. And they trust me with the decision.
Hey, K-Dog, nothing wrong with you being the lawyer in the camp. We know that already, man. We know everything that go on over there, it gotta go through you first before it comes anywhere close to being out there on the track.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
But if it comes by
me. Now, big boy is hard headed. He gonna do the fuck he wanna do. So, I mean, like you say. Yeah, you know, well, big boy gonna run his operation the way he wanna run.
What about that time? K-Dog had to huddle up.
Oh,
that
K-Dog say, man, if that nigga lock that race in, I'm gone. I'm done.
Man, K-Dog, go, man.
K-Dog ready to quit like a motherfucker. Hey, K-Dog ready to quit like a motherfucker.
Well, but hold on. I can't let y'all do my boy like that. Come on now. I can't let y'all do my boy like that. How many times? Hold on. King B, you tired of me missing. I can't let you do my boy like that. How many times did that damn Bushman give you the keys? How many times did Bushman give you the keys to that motherfucker if you locked in a certain time on my bitch?
Come on now. Wait a minute. I'm going back on you.
Listen, I am the lawyer.
I am the lawyer of the grudge. You see what I'm saying? When it really time to do the do, I'm going to get the job done. Now, Dre, paralegal. We got that.
Come on, B. I ain't gonna let you do my ball like that. Come on, now. Let's keep it real. How many times would that keys to that motherfucker for locking in the wrong motherfucker? Okay, I'm going back on you.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie to you. Man, if I lock something in, and Bush don't like it, that some bitch gonna get up there anyway. I'm going to put my money up.
Hey, you know the speech you're talking to, right? I know what you're talking about. Come on now.
Bush going, man. Trust me, he going. He ain't got nowhere worry about it.
Man, y'all got life and bullshit all fucked up. If King like racing, because he going to ask King Fur, hey, man, you think we should do that there? And King going to say, yeah, man.
Are y'all trying to make a good show or are we just trying to go ahead and...
No, we dead ass serious.
Okay. Well, maybe I was misinformed. But how about this? Let's go way back then. It's almost Thursday, right? Tonight. So let's do a Thursday tonight, right? Okay, so how about this here? Y'all remember when that beautiful ass motherfucking Nova, that Nino Brown was out?
What about it?
Hold on, what about it?
That was at the Hall of Fame, Prescott. We ran Nino Brown, so what the fuck are you talking about?
No, we ran Nino Brown, nigga. That pretty ass Nova, right?
When that pretty ass Nova came out,
come on, when it first came out before it broke the glass, chef, don't tell me that motherfucker didn't hand you the keys, King B. Don't tell me you didn't hand you the keys and say, nah, fuck that, you run that motherfucker. You drive it, bitch.
And let me tell you something, and I get dead in that motherfucker and take the trip. He already got damn know it. I don't give a fuck. I'm a trip taking my
man.
Let me tell you something. Wait a minute, goddamn. You hold one goddamn minute. You understand? Man, I would take the goddamn trip. I don't give a fuck who car it is. She is. Corn a bad motherfucker. I'm just a corn a bad motherfucker. But let me tell you something. All you got to do is bring my goddamn line. King B, man, I will take the trip in your shit, man. I'm one of them motherfuckers.
Listen, man.
I know that, young gun.
I know that. But what I'm saying is, let's keep it real. I tried to tell you, hey, man, come on, let's keep it real now. We know a couple of times.
Are you saying will he get out the car? Yeah, he got out the car. He chunked the keys.
Matter of fact, he jumped out the car, dove out, took a tuck and a roll, a backflip and a twist, and left you and that bitch by yourself. That's all I'm saying.
He still gonna let him race though. He just wasn't gonna drive. He still letting him race. He didn't say, nah, we ain't racing. If you gave him the key, it's still the same thing.
But
he might not agree with it, but.
No, listen. A couple of times it didn't go off, man. It didn't go off because he chucked B the keys and left that bitch rolling with B in the passenger seat.
Man,
with no airbag.
We ran Nino Brown is you not understanding, sir. We went to Fayetteville, North Carolina, and ran that man at home.
Listen, man. I'm just asking you to Nino Brown as a reference point.
No, I ain't gonna lie to you. When we was in Prescott, shit, that nigga Bush there with the thumb on that motherfucker shot the goddamn spark plug out that motherfucker. Shit,
yeah,
I'm the one who locked that race down too.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, everybody sees that. You know, I'm just saying, man, we talking about in general, you know, overall, you know. See, that nigga, he opened the driver door, left King B in a passenger seat and say, "Hell, you die this motherfucker," while he doing a fucking roll before King B could even, you know, get in the driver seat and the goddamn airbags and went off. You know what I'm saying? I'm just...
But he still didn't say he wasn't racing, though. What I'm saying,
Street Sweeper, why you bring that old ass shit up? Talk about it now. Talk about these niggas come fucking with us.
Nigga, did you hear me say it was throwback Thursday on a Wednesday night?
Yeah.
I just said it's throwback Thursday on a Wednesday night tonight. Did you not hear me say that?
Thursday been over with. Thursday ain't came back yet. Ain't no throwback Thursday bullshit.
Man, I'm going to make it throwback Thursday if I want to.
Ooh. Hey, you throw it back on your own set. Don't throw it back on us.
No. The conversation started out with Little Arrow talking about trying to learn the game.
Hey, man, I don't want to talk about that conversation no more. That's over with. Thursday ain't here yet.
You talking about
throwback Thursday on the goddamn Wednesday. It ain't even made Thursday yet.
Well, goddamn, I'm the coach. What are you?
No, you don't coach us. You must be the goddamn, you must be the mascot.
Uh-oh.
Hey, that was used already. You know that was used already, right? I mean, you can't use it no more. I mean, come on.
Well,
you
know, hey, just went back to your ass.
Yeah, man, it be camp decisions, Dre, but everybody stand on their own over at our camp, man. We just make decisions, and they trust me with it.
I understand all that, K-Dow, and we stand on our own, too, but... You know, it's one chief,
yeah,
and the rest of them is Indian. You know, all
the
rest of them is Indian.
Like that, Drake.
You the chief. You the chief, and the rest of them.
I'm the voice of reasoning. I'm the voice of reasoning over there.
Yeah, you the chief, nigga. Chief K-Dog, the rest of them.
Nah, we all chiefs, man. Ain't no one person stand out over there. And that's why I like where we are.
That's bullshit.
At any given time, Drake, either one of them cats will stand on their own. At any given time.
Man, I don't want to hear that. Don't start that lie.
All right.
Man, this nigga like
Lyro. Name me one that won't stand on their own. Name me one.
Yeah.
Lyro,
you
down. Yeah, all right.
Hey, don't listen to Dre, man. You know, he trying to psychological warfare right now.
Ain't nobody think bad, Dre.
Okay.
Ain't nobody think bad, Dre. We already know what Dre's trying to do.
Why the
niggas
ain't talking about me now? Shit.
I guess he's
over
there tired.
Larry been trying to tie us down for a long time.
I really want y'all all to stay together, man, because y'all are the best. Y'all are the best. Stop. It is out here in Grub right now. I wouldn't put nothing past y'all.
You just like the race, man.
Yeah, y'all love the race.
Well, we ain't going to just take anything, man. We ain't going to take anything, Dre. Nah, we can't be that neither. We ain't been, you know, we've been losing. We've been trying to race, but shit. We've been losing.
Man,
we can't,
you know. Y'all still going out there.
I'll tell you what to do. Tell us, wish us luck with that $50,000 race. Give us your blessing on that. That's what we want.
Hey, man, I'm going to be
well,
I'm going to be over there with my Miss
Grandpa
on. Chin it on. Hey, that's
that. Oh, I got your shirt, Jay.
Hey.
I got your shirt just for that. Got your shirt.
Hey, K-Dawg, that's good news to hear, man, as a fan, man. So y'all committed to that, man? That, goddamn, good luck.
Yeah,
go over there
you,
and represent, man. Shit, real talk.
I know I don't like you niggas when we over here, but when y'all go on the road, we got to all stick like we did a couple years ago.
We established that already.
you know, them niggas don't give a fuck about Texas, so why should we give a fuck about what they got going on?
Yeah, we stopped this long years ago.
First
that was a good report, Dre.
Get over there. First thing you hear when you get over there, and Texas too goddamn far. Well, hold up. How the fuck y'all don't think this is far? Shit.
Yeah, they used to say we were sweet. I think they done slowed down with that.
Yeah, they done stopped with all that.
Riding them and Jesse James done slowed them down with all that.
Yeah, they kind of put these motherfuckers in check a little bit with the goddamn slow. You don't hear too many motherfuckers. Oh, man, those motherfuckers out of Texas, they ain't got shit. Oh, yeah, that motherfucker. Now they hiding about shit. This is James, goddamn. Ooh, we all look pals in the hen house and all that shit. Oh, man, y'all want to start dick riding.
It's gonna be good though. Number
and
one thing about the boys over there, they race
though. Now they coming down here buying Texas goddamn motor.
Gee, the boys motors, they
been doing that. They been doing that.
They ain't been doing that. They just started that shit when that Justin Curry and them had that goddamn small block out. Them niggas start coming over here buying Taylor shit then. When they saw how that small block ran, they motherfuckers started buying them motherfuckers up left and right over here.
Yeah, it happens, Dre.
But hell, they buying the Taylor motor. Ain't even the best goddamn Texas motors it is. The best Texas goddamn motors is fucking Real Mark.
Get quiet on this, Jay. I like Nasa myself. NRC.
Well, Nas ain't bad. I'm just saying the best motherfucker though is Rip in Texas.
Well, I got one with about 50 passes on it from Nas.
Well, hold on. I got a question. Hey Jay. So what's in that bad nana then?
What's in bad nana?
Yeah, what?
Gene Forster.
Okay. All right, I'm going back on mute. Hey, but
he
I respect your hustle,
nobody,
though, you know?
He don't fuck with nobody but Gene, sir.
Okay. I'm going back on mute. I respect your hustle, though. I ain't knocking your hustle. See, get that money.
But we live in a free country, man. That's why we're able to make choices like this. Whatever you choose to go is where you choose to go.
Some people prefer TRE. Some people prefer Nas.
You didn't walk your ass.
For real.
You got some energy. You didn't walk your ass.
I had a good conversation going on.
They got some people on here. They got some people on here that love goddamn Bud and Morgan and Son and all that old shit.
Yeah.
Well, Texas, man, let me tell you something. Texas got a whole bunch of badass engine builders, old school engine builders that we have lost.
What's
and that I, that's the part that
name?
I hate.
What's his name? Hans Fuchsia? Yeah.
Hmm.
And you got some damn good, you got some goddamn damn good front-end builders over there in Dallas, that Kim Smith motherfucker. Now, he might be the baddest motherfucker in Texas with building them front clips.
Who did you just say?
Kim Smith.
Was it? Oh, okay. What part of Texas?
Shit, I think you're in Dallas. Ain't you up there in Dallas, son? Goddamn well.
Oh.
By the time you put me on,
832-02,
who is it?
That Rambo, man,
come on. And guess what? Y'all know if y'all lock that goddamn money with somebody and then the second person don't lock, it's no bet, bro. I'm not betting mine like that because the other guy ain't got to show up.
Listen, bro.
If I'm locking some money with K-Dawg or Alley Cat, somebody I know for sure, you can do it like that. But if you little random ass niggas, y'all got me fucked up. You gonna be holding my money for 2 weeks? I get there, the tech man ain't got the money. On the other side, nigga, I'm fucked. Because that's part of it. If you want a race, you're going to spend your money. I'm going to spend my money, and I'm going to wait on until I get to the track without damn.
Hey,
you know,
hey,
money
Rambo,
I'm just telling
Rambo,
me something different,
now,
bro.
Now, hold up. Let me say this here. And now, I don't give a fat rat's ass who don't like it or not. I'm coming out with a new step for 2022. It's called the 2 red light rule. That means we can red light twice before you get paid.
Now, whoever lit red light first, I went through that one time. I went to that Baytown.
I didn't want to pay the money.
The Baytown went there. Who red lighted first? Y'all forgot?
No. It's called the 2 red light rule, man. That means you red light 2 times. That means you red light 2 times.
I got the little silver Mustang ready. I'm having a silver Mustang track. I wasn't going to talk about it tonight, but I'm going to catch you on the next, but next, the next entry, I'm going to try to lock the silver Mustang in.
I
not this week. I just want to see y'all this week. Next week, I'm locking that silver Mustang in.
Whoa.
Nah. Y'all get on. That's why I didn't come on. Now, I want to come on the end show. Sarah, yo, next week, be ready. When you call this line, be ready to lock the money.
Hey, Rambo,
this is Street Sleeper.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm gonna give you a call, but I got a different number. All right.
Hey,
Rambo, what
are
they gonna do with goddamn debate? What they gonna do with debate?
I mean, we are gonna be there with the Silver Mustang, man. So I can tell you, Silver Mustang ready.
What about debate? Debate ain't ready.
Everything is ready, so we're gonna see what's gonna happen. I'm gonna put it out on the end of the show next week, next Wednesday. We're gonna be doing it. You know, we'll know for sure. Yeah, but right now the car ready. Yeah, we got one more thing to do for Mustang.
I seen somebody that had a damn car show by the Montessori ago, and all y'all cars was over there. Who had that?
That's my father-in-law, Tiny. That's his church up there. And we always give a car show up there every month and a half, give a car show. Yeah.
But
who knows what was that out there? You better bring it out, too. You know, it's a new car. You know, he didn't bring it out a couple of times. He didn't got to learn how to drive it, so... That car going to be out, too. I'm going to say no more. You know what I'm saying? When you see the real one low to the ground.
Yeah, that real low to the ground. No, I think it's kind of primer or whatever color it was.
Yeah,
beige, not brown.
Yeah. That car going to be there, too. You know, we're going to see how the primer act in it, you know. It's a new car coming out. But like I say, next week is my week. You know, I've been chilling for a while. I got shit. I'm going with it now. I ain't got nothing but the but to have some fun, bro. I'm going to come out and have some fun. People in my lead, I'm going to run them with the small block.
Spray yeah, on, spray I saw the bait over there, and they fried it up. It sounds pretty good.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good. Like I said, we're going to try it now. We're going to see how good it is. We can stay in front because we know we're going to leave first, so we can only stay in the front.
Yeah, I'm going to leave first again.
Every time.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. Long, if y'all got Jesse driving, he might leave first. He might. But the rest of them goddamn drivers over there, they just titanium.
Bubba can run a motherfucker down, so you know, only mention Bubba.
Bubba can't run shit now.
Okay, who want to do something with Bubba?
I'd take the break from him.
What, Sunday?
Kind of shit is that? Okay, let me go back on here.
So you say you'll take the break from him?
What are you talking about taking a hit for with Bubba? We'll do it with the grudge. We'll just let him get up out of there and goddamn come get out though.
Nah, we'll do better than that. We'll lock 1,000 head up. And we're like 500.
Hey, Rambo, I'm down with that. I don't want none of that.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. Now, we'll run your head up now. I'm going to put that 500. If we fuck y'all, I'll come back and do the other race for 500. I got to put it. I'll lose the money.
Hey, Jesse, you caught that?
No. Say, Tell Bubba, snatch his balls off and let's go. Fuck you. We don't give a fuck what he does. Tell him, snatch his balls off.
Locate a car. Take one of your carburetors off.
It ain't never been but one on the motherfucker. What is you talking about, sir?
Boy.
I got a picture of that
carburetor. Laro, you hear it?
Yeah.
You getting educated tonight, sir. You hear it? That's slick shit 101. Yeah.
Street sweep, I'm in that thing, baby.
I thought y'all already knew that. Drake, y'all can't hide, bro.
Snatching goddamn balls out there, motherfucking.
You know, listen, Drake. All these people got to do is pay attention for the last 3 weeks and a half, 2 weeks and a half. You've been talking cash shit. You trying to sneak that bitch on somebody. It didn't work. That's what you get for fucking with me.
Man, what is you talking? The hell I'm trying to sneak it on somebody.
I tell you what, get a Mustang in the back kind of move.
Hey, man, tell that Mustang
the best
time
to move, nigga.
I tell you what, I get a Mustang in the back side, tell Bubba watch his move.
No. He do the small block, the small motor first.
Yeah. Hey, man, they got small block that run over medium block. We got a medium fucking block, so what?
I know. Well, okay, we'll do that then. If you open the hood to one person on our side, you got a small block, nigga, you win. Got a big block.
If we open the hood, we got a goddamn medium block. We don't get y'all shit. We run your head up with it.
The medium block. You got to know what that is. Is that one of the
60,000? Medium block mean we in the middle, baby.
That mean that I don't know what that means. But like I said, I ain't gonna show some shit. Wednesday night is the shit talk. Next week, supposed to raise that.
Yeah.
You want to talk?
Yeah, we can get some shit going on. Tell that white lightning bubble car. Take the balls off and we can go to work.
Hey, take them. You know what? You say head up?
All I said was tell them take the balls off and let's go to work, baby. I don't give a fuck how y'all feel.
Take the balls off the grudge. So we're running on. We're going to take the tires off. Y'all going to run his head up.
If he take the balls out, get on 275, we good. Let's go.
I can say no. I can say, oh, no, nah, man, you crazy. We ain't taking nothing loose, and you ain't taking nothing loose. Let it go down, bro. Yeah, you always come with the mix. You smart, but like they said on the show.
Well, hold up. Well, fuck, hey, look here. Fuck how it turned out. Just turn us loose, man. That's all I am. Let me start the race.
Head up first. Let you do what you got to do. Head up first. Then I'm going to come back and give you back top. Goddamn, what else you want, birthday?
Nah, I'm good. I'll get that Mustang back tie, though. Fuck that little gray Mustang. Y'all got the back tie with me.
Give us the back tie to move.
Nah. Y'all got the back tie with that motherfucker, though. Y'all got the back tie with
it. We don't go out, but we'll see you at the track then.
I'll give y'all the back tie with that little light-ass Mustang. I ain't got no business giving no light-ass, weight-ass Mustang. No goddamn thing. Them little fox-body motherfuckers don't weigh number about 2,100 pounds any fucking way. So how the fuck I look watching him getting him the back tie and the move?
Somebody beat you talking, bro. They always living, put the trophy that you the number one kid talk on the program. So you ain't got to be doing all that. Like I just said, nigga. Now give that ball for the back time. We'll try it.
Man, I ain't getting nobody no back time, no move shit.
But no, he doesn't even talk to this. See you at the track.
A light-ass Mustang. Man, please, get the fuck out of here.
Don't bring your grudge to the track. Nah, that's what I tell you that.
Hey, if I do bring that motherfucker to the track, we going to park it on top of your head.
And I tell you what, if I don't race you, nigga, I'm going to give you 200, nigga. Nah,
hey,
you get that
motherfucker. That's like 5 years ago. I'm going to wait on $100
down, nigga. That's the track, bro.
Hey, now, hold on, flag on the plane. Hold on, fuck that, flag on the plane. Hey, nigga, you told me I shouldn't be bringing up old shit. Why you bringing up old shit? Okay, I'm going back on
you. Hey, nigga, you stay out of my motherfucking business. Me and this man talking about that's wrong.
Y'all own my business when it comes down to motherfucking throwback. Y'all own my business when it comes down. Matter of fact, hey, that 200 y'all owe, yeah, back that, yeah.
Hey,
from throwback, Thursday, on a Wednesday night, tonight, going back on mute.
Who owe you 200? Hold on, who
man,
owe
you
200?
Man, you know he's going to lock in anyways. He's going to lock shit in anyways.
We ain't got to do all this, Drake.
Hey, hold on, man, time out. Hey, Nick, shut the fuck up.
You don't worry about everybody.
He's
going
to lock that shit anyways.
Hey, Nick, I don't let no white boy talk to me like that. You better get your motherfucking mouth
out, bro. All about here, all the other
bodies.
Y'all
bodies. Let me check this dude right quick. First of all, my boy Nick ain't no white boy. So get that shit right.
Man,
pay
I'm
what y'all owe.
Pay
what y'all owe. Fuck that. Fuck all that. Pay what y'all owe. Pay what y'all owe. So you can't bring up old shit if I can't bring up old shit. Going back to
me.
My boy, nah, you ain't locking shit in anyways.
Hey, Nick. Hey, watch this. Hey, Nick, I know who you are, but let me keep this motherfucking check tonight. Okay.
Nick, what you trying to do with Kareem's car, nigga?
He want to lock in that 200 that y'all owe.
I don't know who old motherfucker bank. Last time I checked, if a motherfucker got a side bet, you can get out that motherfucker when you want him.
You ain't gonna lock shit in anyway.
Don't you come to the track.
We'll lock Christine in.
I bet you if you come to that track without that card, you're gonna have a problem out of me, partner.
Hey, man, if you come to the track with that little Mustang, you're going to have a problem without me.
That's what I'm coming with.
You ain't going to lock shit in anyway. Shit, quit talking.
Scary motherfucker. That sounds like Richard Jackson right there, goddamn. That scary motherfucker trying to disguise their bosses and shit.
scary motherfucker.
I ain't disguising shit. I sound the same no matter what. And like I said, you ain't gonna lock shit in.
Scary
motherfucker. We won't lock you in, but you sold out, so we ain't got nothing to talk to you about.
Hey, Dre, let me tell you this, Dre. I will lock you in for Sam's race with a green Camaro. How much? I don't know the Camaro. Do you want to race, sir? You just told me you're gonna love me. Do you want
to
race?
I'm gonna do you like you used to do us. I don't want to fuck with you.
Yeah, I didn't think you wanted to fuck. I knew you didn't want to fuck. You ain't got enough dick to fuck.
Hey man, let me talk to somebody else, man. Cause you told us you don't fuck with us, so we gonna leave you alone. Anyway. Back to you, Rambo. What you talking about now?
Don't you come to that track with that car, bro. All
right.
You come to that track and don't race me, nigga. I'm going to kick you in your motherfucking leg. All
right. Hey. then I'm going to let them Smith and Wesson loose on your ass, because now you ain't got no business.
I kept listening, bro. I went and bought a Kimball 45. Look it up, nigga. That's a billion and 45, bro. I got a Kimball.
Hey, Rambo, if I let a fat motherfucker kick me in my leg and I don't do nothing to you, hey, man, I need to be shot my goddamn self.
Well, you better bring your race car to save your leg. Bring your race car, bro, to save your leg. Because you don't have to kick the shit out of you. You ain't worried about bluffing that shit you talking about, bro.
Hey, Dre, yeah, real talk, man. I mean, it was very educational tonight, you know what I'm saying? And I always like to fabricate with you.
It really was.
So we're going to keep it racing, man. You know, that's just blood talk, right?
Man,
it's part of brothering, right?
I'm just saying this man talking about bringing a goddamn bus. He ain't gonna have me for his back time to hit. Fuck him and his back time to hit. You just asked to hit from both.
Okay,
the
so
then
me
and y'all both big blocks. You talking about a small
bus? All I know is the car got a damn motor. I don't know what size.
But you know what?
I've never been a guy to go and look up on another man's dress and see what that man got on, if he got on pantyhose or boxers. I don't get on.
Well, real talk, I've known y'all been wearing thongs for a long time. I'm going back on mute.
Hey, get what, though? Get what, though? Are they pink or blue?
Shit, it don't matter. It's just a thong. A thong is a thong. It's a thong, thong, thong. You know what I mean?
I'm sitting in my bathroom right now. Hold up. I'm glad you said you wear a thong. When you wear a thong, that means you letting your nuts hang.
Listen, man, I got some peaches on right now.
Y'all been wearing thongs for a long motherfucking time over there, partner.
Hey.
Yeah, green, blue, pink, yellow, turquoise.
That's what that is.
Y'all making me feel uncomfortable, man.
Your nuts be hanging, man. I don't know nothing about that.
I got some pink and black ones on right now, sitting in my bathroom looking at myself.
See, Rambo, hold on. Pause, motherfucker. Motherfucker, flag on the plate. God damn, Rambo. Come on, man. I got these motherfuckers in the headlock.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Some black ones on feet.
God damn.
People with black strings holding my butt up, dude. I ain't shaming my body, punk.
Sick, man.
Yeah, nigga. I give real nigga to look at, nigga. This pink is holding nuts up, stretching
like
muscle.
You ain't start talking like that till you came out of jail. They need to find out who your cellmate
was. Don't jinx me like that, bro. I ain't never been in jail before. One time they hold me for a dog fight in Mississippi, Alabama, cost 500 racks on me.
And I ain't staying there for two days.
Nigga, what the fuck are you talking about? I ain't never been in no jail, punk.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Look at CNN, nigga. I'm on now. I'm on CNN, nigga. Yeah.
Counterfeit Negro.
That's what CNN stands for, counterfeit Negro. You find some wood to knock on. You jinking me, bro.
Hey, Rambo.
Hey, Rambo, let us find some wood to knock on.
Let me find some wood to knock on. You making me talk too much. I don't want to be. Damn, man. I have to eat a piece of wood. Give me a piece of wood, eBay. Yeah, but it was, I got on the end of the, I got on the end of the conversation because guess what? I thought it was going to end about 10:15, but y'all still on here. But I didn't want to disturb the peace of the people that's calling rules. And rules that they talking about is very, very important. Somebody going to get their ass whooped fucking with somebody's money like that. You send your money, and he's talking about a lot, but then he ain't got nothing to lose. He don't show up because he just fight for your 500.
Listen, man. You're going to get somebody beat up, man.
Okay.
Can you hush for a minute, sir, please? Just shut the fuck up and be quiet. Damn. That's all it takes. When a man tell you that y'all locked, okay, we on the phone talking, hey, man, we going to lock in 5-15 or better or 3-15 or better. Okay. All right. Just because you send your money don't mean I have to send my motherfucking money in.
No, you got that wrong, brother.
Can you shut up, man, and listen? For the simple fact, the money is not due until you hit the gate anyway. Now, we agree to send the money to whoever the DP man is. If you say, all right, send Sam the money, okay, that means we'll, and I say, all right, send the money to Sam. Well, now we both got to send our money to him. But if you send yours to him early, I don't have to send mine to him until I get to the fucking track the day of the race. Because if it rains or anything, so that means shit, still my money coming back to me anyway, so it wasn't no sense of me sending it to him.
We can't do that. You can't be talking about what makes sense, what don't make no sense, what don't make no sense. I send my money, you ain't sending your money until you break it to the gate. We might well both wait. We might well both wait till we get to the gate then.
That's fine. We can both wait till we get to the gate. That's fine.
And I guarantee that 90% of people want to do it like that. They don't want to race no way. If you want to race, you'd be locking in $500, $1,000 cash evidence to somebody like K-Dog or
it's
Sam
already
or Troy. People trust K-Dog.
If it's already locked, it's locked, right?
Listen, man, I'm going to say this. I know everybody got to go there. This is me. That is like, that don't go together, bro. Now, if you're going to care about that, Sam or Troy or K-Dog say some shit like that, you goddamn right I'll admit it to him, because guess what? When I get there and they ain't got that money, they got to pay me my money, because when I gave you my money, it was real. So if you ain't got my money, you're not getting the point. You're not going to get me beat up, bro. I'm not doing it your way. You can tell me all you want to. I'm not doing no stupid shit like that. And your ass might not even show up. You might even show up with your ass. I didn't put my money in the man's hand for a whole 2 weeks. I could have been flipping that.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. You do what the fuck you feel like you want to do, nigga. If
I'm
going to
do
pay that my money until I come through the gate, that's when it's due. We'll never lock no money, bro.
It ain't no big thing. Thank you. Thank you. We'll never lock money. I'm going to make sure that these people I know lock money with you, because you're going to get somebody hurt, bro. That money ain't no good to both that money touched together. Tech man going to put all that money together when he gets $1,000. He's going to put the money together and put a band on it. Put an envelope. Nigga, somebody be waiting to get to the check, be waiting on you to come to the gate. You all about you, stick. You had to take your son to wherever you had to take the little nigga.
Hey, man, it don't matter about none of that.
If we lock in a race, and I don't make the race,
I still owe you your fucking funk out money, no matter what.
If we lock in $500.
And I don't make it. I owe you $500.
And y'all later, man, call said light bill went up. Nigga, fuck that. You need to put my money up.
Hey, I still, no matter what, still owe you the $500.
So listen, man. Why ain't you still on that anyway? We not going to – why you – like, that's your main thing today, talking about not putting your money up and doing this. That's why you're setting up a bait. Why not just put your money up and make it
easy? Hey, man, like I said, I got a new rule out right now, and it's called the 2 red light rule. So that means you can red light twice before the man get paid.
Dre, hold on. Dre, I don't know what, you know, I don't know if you've been over-medicated or something. But, yeah, I don't know who's going to agree with that bullshit. Right there.
I'm gonna agree with it. If I red light one time, you got one time to red light. Now, if you red light that one time, okay, now nobody else can red light. That's why I call a 2 red light rule.
Hey, man, hold on, man. Okay, is this some new East Coast shit or what? I mean, what's your angle, bro?
Man, Jay trying to pass the new law.
Yeah, I apologize for my verbiage. My brother, he's been heavily medicated. So any fans tonight,
they've
been listening.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Nah,
if
bro.
I red light, we back up and we try again. If you red light, okay, now we back up, try again. Now nobody can red light. We got.
Man, that's some shit they did earlier. This is the shit they did earlier this year on fucking goddamn fucking dog that shit. They did that
exactly.
Shit.
That East Coast bullshit he trying to push, man. Fuck that. No, man,
fucking
no. Hey, take your meds, bro.
Twice.
Yeah.
Fuck all that. Take your medication tonight, sir.
Nah,
that's how
saving the bar on your money.
Nah, fuck that. It's red light, no pay. That's the bar.
That's been the bar for years.
Red light, no pay.
Red light,
so,
pay $100. If we lock in $5,000 and I red light, I only owe you $100.
Jay. I'm damn near finna call you Grudge Inc. tonight. You keep that shit up. Yeah, you undercover working for the motherfuckers or something. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to call a spade, dog. Come on, man, it's us. Man, come on, dog. Get on with that bullshit, bro. I'm going back
man,
on
here. Man, that's some new shit I'm bringing over here, man. Two red light rules. Fuck it. That's how you save money on the bar.
Nah, fuck that. The bar is what it is. Is either you're going to get paid on the green light, that's why you establish the rate. All right, nigga, I'm excuse my the N-word. I'm kind of getting hyped. But the thing is, hold on, let me finish talking. You either going to get paid on the green light, or you going to say the bar on the red light. That, it is what it is, man. Now, get on with that bullshit, bro.
Nah, we going to run 2 red light rules around here. Shit, I'm finna bring that. Matter of fact, I'm going to run it by Dean tomorrow so we can go and get it started.
Dean can't even get 2 cars to race. What are you talking about? Hell, Dean can't even get 2 cars to race.
Hold on. Fag on the play. We ain't bringing Dean up in here. That's my favorite track. And all that's there, man. We ain't going
to
get into that.
You
can't
get
2
cars
to
race, man. Stop that shit.
Hey,
you
man.
Better can get to. Hey, listen.
Hey, the last grudge race on any given Sunday was me and K Dog. Does that tell you anything? The last grudge race on
no,
the Sunday.
No, hold
was
on,
K-Dog.
Hold on. Hold on, Richard.
On
that wasn't true. No, nah, hold on. That ain't true. No, it was cold blue. Come on now. Come
that's
on
what
now.
I said. On a Sunday. On a Sunday. It was
now,
me and K-Dog.
You said K Dog. No, it was cold blue.
Me and K Dog.
Okay.
That was
now,
the last grudge race on a Sunday at ATMP.
Okay. But
let me
what,
know if
this
I,
dude
let me,
trying
let me
to
know
push.
If I'm lying. Let me know if I'm
okay.
Lying.
Okay, I'm not going to argue with that, but what I'm confused with what Dre's angle is tonight. What the fuck? I mean, if they sponsoring your medical bills, I understand, sir. I can respect that. I'm not knocking your hustle. But we not doing this on this Texas show tonight. Well, no. Goddamn what?
Man,
ain't nobody gonna lock that goofy shit in anyway. Ain't nobody gonna raise that kind of money.
Yeah, I ain't knocking his money, man. Dre, if you making money, you know, they sponsor your bills, your medical bills, Grudge Inc. sponsoring your medical bills, whatever, East Coast, I'm not knocking that, bro. But we not pushing that here on Texas show, so you can try that shit somewhere else. I'm going back on East.
Two red light rules, brother. We going to do it.
It's fucked up right now, so is it time to either teach sponsors? Like, run out with
your two.
King B, King B, get your mascot, bro. King B, get your motherfucking mascot. Go back on me.
Man, don't put me in that bullshit. I don't even know what the fuck Drake talking about. I didn't want to set off this motherfucking rocker.
All you're going to do is say, man, King B ain't got a motherfucking thing with how Drake thinks. Now, let me get y'all clarified on that right goddamn now.
Drake trying to make these new rules and shit.
Yeah, he better take his motherfucking morphine or whatever the fuck they got him on.
They're like, right now today. If I tell a motherfucker they got the break, I can steal that motherfucker back from him. So guess what? I tell somebody, hey, you got the hit, and I'm gonna take out right before he do it. That mean I stole the break back from his ass.
Okay, from that statement right there he just made, I know he's hot. So, okay, I'm gonna calm down. Hey, you know what, Dre? You right. You so right. From that comment you just made, that statement you just made, that let me know you feeling good, sir. And I'm glad you feeling good. But yeah, because you got to be high than a motherfucker. So yeah, Richard, you're right.
Yeah, they gonna, you know, stealing the break from a motherfucker. That's pretty good.
Say, is K-Dog still on here?
Hey, fellas, man, I'm going to be ready to shut it down, man. You know what, man? I'm going to say this here. To the upcoming racing this month, next month, hey, I look forward to seeing y'all there. I'm going to try to make every event I possibly can. And hopefully, you know, everybody can make the event safely and enjoy the show. Keep doing what y'all doing. Hey, Dre, it was good talking to you tonight, man, shooting the shit with you. Hey, it's always good to hear that, you know, you're doing all right. Matter of fact, send me what you take so I can feel good tomorrow. You know what I mean?